This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Confident in my manliness.
Doogie.
I almost pooped my pants.
Dieter.
I'm known as the guy that wears panties.
Charlie.
I decided to pee on his shoe.
And Jeffrey.
Well, baby food, mother effer.
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Monday, October 23rd, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number to reach us. 866-967-6837. You can also text us to that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio on your tweet. That comes into the studio in real time as well. But the best way is to pick up the phone. Give us a call. 866-YO-ROVER. I'll get to your email here in just a moment. Today we have tickets to Holy Moses Matrimony to give you. The show sold out very quickly. And you can go see everyone from the show, meet everyone from the show. You will see Pop Evil perform. And you will see Jeffrey renew his vows to Mary Elizabeth. It's all brought to you by Coors Light. And that should be some sort of celebration, I guess. Whatever you want to call it. That's happening next month. It's happening in less than 30 days now, yeah. Actually. So
yes, and special thanks to Christie's Cabaret. They wanted to be a part of his wedding. So they're the ones that are giving us the tickets all this week.
All right. They will have tickets, let's see, 7 a.m. and 8 a.m.? Is that right?
7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour.
All right. All this week. How is Jeffrey today? How's his mood today?
Talkative.
Is he? Really?
Strangely, yeah.
He's in a good mood today? Talkative?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just a normal Monday. So,
yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You excited about the wedding?
Yeah, because it's when you mentioned thing. The tuxedos, really I already got the style of tuxedos already. When you were saying that, I was like, I already got the style of tuxedos picked out already. For
okay.
What I have in mind.
In mind. Yeah.
Well, at least I'm smiling.
That is true.
All right. Thank you, Jeffrey.
I can't wait to watch him just fall in love with his wife all over again, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
It's just their bond getting that much stronger. Know that he's committed in a committed relationship. It's very exciting to
yes.
watch.
Yes,
you know?
We wait.
Yeah, you know we're doing it 7 years too early, but hey.
Or 10 years
be a party.
Too late.
Why not make a party out of it, right?
We yeah. witnessed how in love he was with his wife.
So in love.
In Louisville.
Really in love.
Nonstop, right? From wow. one to the next.
Really? No, it's just, it's caught, well, I would... Well, yeah, it's not exactly the best example, but I would say
the worst
turning
example.
40, yeah,
I've
turning 47
seen.
With a bang.
Since I've known you on the show, I would say the worst example.
I've never seen a hornier person
oh, no.
in my entire life.
No. Like, no. You can't have a conversation.
Like a guy that just got out of prison or something and hasn't seen vagina in 25 years and just going on a tear.
That bad?
Oh, my God.
You couldn't have a conversation because the poon was just...
out of control.
Overcome on his brain.
Dude, is there pictures or video of this?
Oh, there's.
I've got lots of everything.
Believe me, I saw people filming all over the place.
Robert, I got into work. I came in last night just to start.
How do you even start cataloging all of the
evidence that you
have? I came in last night,
no joke, to start downloading the videos so that I could have them. I think I had 4 gigs of videos. I got here extra early this morning, and I was able to edit it down to 4 minutes. 4 minutes of straight highlights. Okay.
All right.
So you'll have that whenever you want.
Did the guy send you the video of the one that I was talking about?
I don't remember, because I remember you telling me about this, but I was a little screwed up at that point.
I told the guy he was supposed to email me this video that he showed me on his phone, and I never got an email with this.
Let me, I'm just going to...
Which, involving Jeffrey or somebody else?
It was involving Jeffrey and someone else.
I just sent you a message.
I think...
Yes, Charlie.
Oh, you got that.
Oh, I have that?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, good.
You sent it. I got it.
It's good, right? I mean,
it's really. But that's only one piece of the puzzle, man.
I can't wait to hear about it.
I am so excited, guys.
So we will get to all of that. I recommend firing up RMGTV this morning because there's a lot to see and hear. Let's see. John writes, good morning, Rover. My name is John. Recently this morning, my fiance and I got into an argument because I lied to her about something my age, and she's a bigger Rover fan. What does this even mean? What does that mean?
I think
he lied about his age.
Yes. And he wants to talk it through because she's such a huge Rover fan that if he pleads his case on the air, maybe she'll forgive him. That's what he's trying
this
to say.
This email is like Jeffrey's book. There is
correct.
Literally no punctuation. Nothing. I'm wondering if I could call in and go on the air and give her an apology.
So call in.
John. I feel really bad. We've been together 5 months. And she says she can't believe anything I say right now, but maybe if I broadcast over live radio and she hears it, maybe she'll give me the benefit of the doubt to prove I'm really sorry.
I like this idea, to grovel on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What did he, so he lied about his age? What, he said he was younger than he really is or something, or what?
I could see that happening. You say that right off the bat, and then it gets out of hand, and then it's too late. You can't go back 5 months later and admit it.
Unless he's under 21, if he's like 19.
Oh, Matthew yeah. writes, Charlie and Jeffrey are still wrong. 42 minus 5 equals 37. Oh. How dumb are you guys?
This guy can't let it go. He's wrong.
This guy's so wrong. Just get a simple calculator out and try it. I have the human calculator next to me, and he can give me that math problem easy. Jeffrey, 32 minus 5.
37.
No, that guy's wrong. Why are you changing it?
You said, no,
why?
No.
Because
you just
because
said 32 minus 5,
I
and he said 37.
That's totally wrong. It's 36. You've been telling me that all weekend.
I know, and you believe me. You're dumb enough to believe me, too.
No, I was the dumb one.
No, I used the real calculator, and yes, it is 30. The correct answer is 37. So, yes, I was wrong, too, and I do accept that.
What's 52?
Told you I'm not an expert on math.
Yeah, what's 52 minus 5? That's a good question.
47.
What's
53 minus 5?
46? No, 48,
yep,
I believe.
It. All right, so we're back to
whatever.
Michael writes, Rover, I love the show. I've been listening since 2004. I've been to calendar signings, sticker stops, Rover Fest, and War on the Shore. I know that some of your fans are Game of Thrones fans. I wanted to share this with you. Please show my pumpkin on RMGTV. I will be forever grateful. Here is his pumpkin.
Oh, that is sweet.
It's awesome.
That's really his?
That's good.
Crazy that's if that is his.
Who is that?
That's the Night King, guys. He's the king of the White Walkers. He lives north of the wall, above Castle Black. Him and his guys are coming down. They're coming down hard on Jon Snow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jon.
On everybody.
On everybody. The whole world should be worried. All
she
the seven
can't
kingdoms.
Come down hard on Jon Snow.
The Great War is coming.
That's this season. I just read an email, or somebody sent me an article that Jon Snow read the last episode and teared up and cried once he read it.
God.
Is that good? Can't wait.
All right. Nads, are you into that crap, too?
I love it.
Well, Charlie is.
Well,
so.
I know. That's why I was going to say, if Charlie's into it.
I'm the first one.
Nance doesn't seem like he would be the guy that would like that stuff. But since Charlie does, he loves it.
You guys, I've been on the other show for 2.5 years. I've been watching Game of Thrones for 7, so...
But he's heard me. He used to be a huge fan of me personally, just listening to me. And he used to hear me talk about it.
That's what it was.
He would have never heard of the show without me. I don't think most people would have.
Nate writes, you're the...
Jesus,
you're viewer zero for Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
It all stems from you.
Thank you.
Nate writes, I was watching RMGTV. My girlfriend looked over my shoulder to see live from Louisville, Kentucky, on board Rolling Glory 1. She read it as live from Louisville, and there is KY on board Rolling Glory 1.
I saw that too.
She asked, who brought KY on the bus?
You have to see the title of the podcast to understand it, but it says live from Louisville, comma, KY on Rolling Glory 1.
Live from Louisville, Kentucky, on board Rolling Glory 1.
Yeah, there would be a comma.
No, I know, but when you look at it, it looks like there's a bunch of KY. That's what we have.
Brian writes, you all are so brave to want to be on the same confined bus with Charlie, along with his personal stinking, oozing, furry, hemorrhoidal passenger. I could smell that disgusting swamp ass through my computer. By the way, didn't anyone else find it extremely odd that the butt lesion suddenly became inflamed and oozing pus and blood after you all arrived in Las Vegas? Charlie intermittently disappeared for a few hours at a time. I bet his meat curtain girlfriend at home alone must have thought the entire ordeal was odd as well. Then he goes on.
This guy's not a fan of Charlie.
This doesn't sound like it.
Whatever, let's be positive.
He really hates, I think he likes me. He just doesn't like my hemorrhoid for some reason.
Now he's turning it into positive.
How is your day so far? What is your horoscope on this beautiful sunshining day? Smile and laughs. LOL. LOL. Get out the incense and buy a donut pillow for him.
Cool.
He's trying to play off the segment of let's be positive.
Oh, all right. Good one. The hemorrhoid's completely gone. I was touching it today in the shower. Before it was like deflated and kind of flat, but still had some like drag on it. Like had a piece you could kind of pull on. Now it's completely just part of my butthole again. So
what's it smell like?
No smell. It smells gone, I think. I haven't smelled it in a while.
Patrick writes, Rover, I'm a longtime listener. I love the show. I have hated Jeffrey since day one. His inconsiderate attitude and don't give an F attitude is really pissing me off. I guarantee he is going to sell the wedding rings that were given to him for free. How about make a clause that says if he pawns the rings or loses them, that he in turn loses his job. Or he lets me drive up there and beat his ass. Mm. Either way, I would be happy.
Well, okay, one, beating my ass is not going to really solve any problems. And anyways, I'm not going to pawn or let these rings get lost. So... I mean, I don't know why this guy is so violent. I mean, doesn't everybody want to beat the crap out of me for some reason?
Yeah.
There you go.
You're not going to get rid of these rings, are you?
No.
No.
Why not? He got rid of his first rings.
And we never got an answer to what happened.
I told you guys what happened to these rings, you know?
Your wife said a completely different story. Did you ever ask her what... Ask her?
We talked about this happened a long time ago, Charlie. I don't know what she was, so.
So what did she say when you guys talked about it
recently? We knew, you know.
Huh?
Yeah, huh?
That's not an answer.
I thought we were done with the discussion.
Yeah, no,
because we never got the answer. You said, Dungy found out that your wife said that you took the ring and she never saw it again. Like, she thinks you might have sold it.
No, I didn't sell it.
Like, okay. And then you said
then you
a different
said
story.
You're going to talk to your wife about it.
Well, there was a third ring I bought from Rogers Jewelers because it's the same place where I got the engagement and the wedding rings from.
Uh-huh.
And it was a third ring I got for her as like a birthday or a Valentine's Day gift. And I defaulted on the store credit card bill and they repoed that particular ring. It wasn't a wedding ring or an engagement ring. It was like a regular, just like a jewelry ring.
How did they repo that? They come to your house and rip it off her finger?
While she's sleeping.
Is that what you did to her ring?
No, this was... Doogie, I'm saying what happened. Okay, the wedding rings. I don't know what happened to the engage. All I know is that both somehow the rings got lost in either one of our moves or out in the backyard. But the third ring that I got her as like a gift. That one they actually made me come to the store and give it to them.
Oh, so that's the ring that everybody's talking about. You took it off of her hand.
She said.
No, it was not the wedding ring or the engagement ring.
What
Charlie.
Year was this?
It's like back in about 2003.
How much was the ring? How much did you pay for it?
That ring I paid about $200 for. And I also bought a few other things. I also bought myself a watch.
That's it. That's the story. Oh, my God. You just got the answer.
Why are you acting like this never happened? This is exactly what she said happened.
No, because what I'm trying to...
So I bought a watch, and she lost her ring.
She said that... Oh, my God. It's so
weird. They repulled the watch, too, so...
How much was the watch?
She said you didn't
$350.
She said he didn't have to give his watch back. He always has nice watches, but he took my ring back. That's exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling us that, piecing it all
together.
So
it's $550 total.
Yeah, and that because that was that year right around the time I filed for my bankruptcy, which was in 2002.
Then how'd you keep the watch?
Repoed it.
But you said you kept the watch.
I don't have it.
At the time, you didn't. So you turned both things in.
Yeah, I had to. What do you expect?
He did.
So how much was your payment every month?
About $90, and I unfortunately did. Well, that was in the bankruptcy. That didn't go through. That you know, it's a convoluted story.
Now wait a second. So
we got time.
$90. You were paying $90 a month.
Mm-hmm. Plus interest.
For how long would you have to pay that?
Until it was paid off.
Okay, but how long? How many payments did you make before they came and repoed your ring and watch?
I only managed to make two or three of them.
Then it's paid off.
I mean, that's pretty much paid off almost.
Half.
I mean, I just...
It's $250.
Yeah, it's $550 total. I mean, you only had to make...
Divide by 90, let's just look. It's six payments.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just say seven with the interest and stuff, but yeah, seven payments.
No, I had other bills to pay too, and then that was the same time my Chrysler that I had took a crap, and I lost that car because.
So when you got this car, when you got this ring for your wife, at that point she'd already lost the other two rings, right?
She lost them in the backyard.
Oh, so then this was the replacement wedding ring.
Mm-mm. It wasn't a replacement ring at all. It was the ring I got her as a gift.
Mm-hmm. But at that exact moment, she had zero wedding rings.
She was ringless.
So.
Right?
How about this? Our friends over at David Jewelers have given you really nice rings. So if you lose them or if something happens, we need to have a consequence because they went above and beyond.
Can we glue them on their fingers?
No, I don't think they want to be a part of that.
What kind of watch did you get for $350?
It was a Seiko. Huh.
Sounds nice. $350? That's a lot.
That is a lot for a watch, isn't it?
Because the watch on your hand right now costs how much?
$11.99.
Big difference.
What do we do about the rings?
What made you decide to go in there and buy that stuff?
I don't know. I thought I wanted to buy something for her for her birthday and a little something for me.
Mm-hmm. They got him. That $350 watch.
But that little something for you costs more than a ring.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So. They talked him into it. Must have been a hot chick, right?
No, it was a guy.
Oh.
Jeffrey, I want to show you a photo here. When we were in Kentucky, a nurse came out, looked at Jeffrey's feet, said they were horrible-looking feet.
Okay.
Beth sent in an email and says, Rover, I have diabetes. These are pictures of my feet. Show them to Jeffrey. Maybe he will take things a little more seriously. And here's a photo.
Get ready, though.
Yeah, get ready for this.
Okay.
Oh!
Yikes.
Oh, God.
You need a bigger warning, man.
Look at that.
That's nasty.
That's bad.
How many toes is she missing?
On the right foot, she has three toes.
And on the left foot, she has four.
Oh.
And I don't know what all that yellow stuff is. Oh. That's like...
Gangrene?
I don't know, but... Oh, man.
Jeffrey, does that scare you?
Yeah, that's why I've been taking care of my foot.
So you've put all that ointment on, right?
Yeah, I changed it out yesterday.
And how many times a day do you have to do it?
Twice, but I ran out of ointment. You only come in a little packet, so I have to get some more.
So the guy put it on, let's say, at 9 in the morning on Friday, and then when's the next time?
I changed it after I took my shower that night.
Okay. And then
I changed it again before we went to the bar. in Louisville.
That was Friday night.
Those two times?
Yeah.
No, Rob, that's only one time. Friday night, he showered and we went to the bar.
Yeah.
He put it on before that. That's once.
No, because the nurse did it that earlier that morning. That was once. The second time was when I did it.
Right. Then what about Saturday and Sunday?
Like I said, I ran out of ointment.
Oh, so 2 days without it.
Oh.
Anonymous, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous. Anonymous, are you there? Not there. Mel writes, Rover, get a monster truck like Doogie's ex-show, cough, cough, the last guy who banged her, Rod Ryan, has in Houston. And here is a picture of the Rod Ryan.
Nice.
Monster truck, I guess.
That's awesome. That's a huge truck with this logo on
it. It's not Rod Ryan in the middle, is it?
Yes, the blue shirt. Yes, sir.
It looks just like the
It is?
Yeah.
I got lost some weight or something, huh?
After he moved from New Orleans to Houston, he lost a ton of weight. Yeah, it looks great. And I did not have sex with Rod Ryan.
Tim writes, Yo, Rover, thanks for rolling to Louisville to hang with us. You were all very gracious, and even though it took you an hour or more to get 10 feet into the door, I appreciate how you took the time to talk to everyone and take pictures. It was a pleasure meeting you. And talking with you, my wife and I also really enjoyed talking with B2. She was very outgoing and engaging. I am an RMG Plus subscriber, so I never worry about missing out on the show, but all of Louisville needs the RMG experience. I hope you get back on a regular FM soon. And he sent a photo there. There we are in the bar. That must be Tim and his wife. Thank you, Tim. We had a great time. I think everyone had a really good time.
Oh, yeah.
We will talk more about that, no doubt, because I think we have a lot of Jeffrey stuff to get to. Brian writes, Yo, Rover, my wife and I made it out to visit everyone. Jeffrey motorboated my wife, which she loved. Everyone was very friendly with us, and we thank you guys so much for an awesome time. And I don't know where Doogie went.
Office. We might have got a new printer, maybe.
Really?
Or they fixed it.
The printer works there, but we have to do small jobs there, so we have to be very, very careful with it.
But is it new?
No.
Hell no. Are you kidding me?
Oh, so it's just the old one, they put it back together.
Yes.
Why do you have to do small jobs?
The bigger jobs are is the big office copier printer. That, I mean, we don't want to overload this machine that we have in our office that we need desperately.
So we have a new printer, or a fixed one, but you can't use it.
You can use it, but be careful.
Yeah.
Kenitha, I think, is how you pronounce this. It was great of you to come to Louisville. I didn't get a chance to speak directly to you over the mob of people, but I saw you guys nonetheless. As a mail carrier, you make my long days go fast. I love the show. P.S. The bus is awesome. Well, thank you. Kenitha, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly or not. Doogie, what do you have coming up in the shizzy? She's not in here.
Not here.
So she can't tell us. Seat is empty. We'll be back with the news right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Previously on Rover's Morning Glory.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
It continues. Oh. Now.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Probably the worst kept secret. I'll tell you the Super Bowl performer. We'll talk about that. And then did you hear about the JFK assassination? The latest, what the president wants to do on the files for the assassination and the CIA records?
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
All right. That's coming up in the news. Stephen in West Palm Beach. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Rover. Yo.
Yo. Hey, man.
Hey, nothing. Listen, I was the only caller that called you to greet you in West Palm when you guys came down here for an early vacation.
Oh, that was about a year ago now. Yeah.
Yeah. It was around Christmas time or around that. Your assistant, Jeffrey, is he there?
He is. He's, I believe, in the hall. He's coming up to a microphone right now, walking up. There he is.
What's up?
Okay, Jeffrey. Now, I'm sure, you know, you and I are pretty much the same age, and I'm sure you're a nice guy and all, but I got to be honest with you, brother. Why are you remarrying your wife? Why did you marry your wife to begin with when all you do since I've been listening to the show since day one, that all you do is cheat on her?
I don't know. I think at the time I married her, I thought I was done with all the crazy stuff. I thought I was going to be tamed, which actually worked for good for the first 10 years, 10, 13 years, I would say. And then come 2013, when it was learned what she did, and now it's like everything just...
Wait a second. Hold on. This is revisionist history, because Jeffrey did find out his wife was cheating on him.
And you know how I found out? Through you guys.
Yeah, that's right. But you're telling us you didn't do any shenanigans before when you started working on this show? No shenanigans?
I didn't do it before I started working on this show. There was no shenanigans at all.
Until you found out about your wife cheating, there was no shenanigans
with
you?
No, I'm dead serious. There was no shenanigans.
Oh, my God.
There was no shenanigans before I got in the radio because I had no friends.
When did you start on the show? What year? As an intern?
2010.
So those 3 years, there was no shenanigans?
Well, that was when they were kind of starting up because of my being popular and all that kind of stuff. I think that here's what I think. I think people just started doing it so they could set me up and then they could film me and, you know,
you
all that kind of stuff.
No.
And I fell for it.
Can't you say no, Jeffrey? Be like, no, I'm married.
I tried doing that. A lot of girls told me, hey, look, I'd make out with you, but I'm sorry, you're married. So I was like, okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Jeffrey, but wasn't it that not that long ago where you made out with a really older chick and you just left Louisville, you know, motorboating women?
Well, let's just see. I was drunk and I wasn't using my head. I wasn't using my best judgment.
Steven, wait till you hear this story of what happened in Louisville. You got to hear this. And if anyone has RMG TV fired up, watch this a little bit later on. We'll get to a bunch of video. I think it's going to be a real eye-opener. Thank you, Steven. I do have to get into the news. Jeffrey, what do you have to say for yourself before? How do you think it went in Louisville?
You know, I don't know. Just like, it was like... I had a good time, but got a little out of hand.
Should you admit it?
I don't know. Would I?
This is your opening argument.
I don't have an opening argument.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. You guys already got all the video and pictures and whatnot, so what? I can't deny it, right?
Yeah. Wonder how you
feel
about it, though.
I mean, I motorboated a couple of girls, danced with a couple of girls.
Keep going.
So, yeah.
What else?
That's just a start. That's the basic stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You do that every weekend.
Yeah. Tongue wrestled one or two girls.
Keep going.
So.
Anything else?
No.
No, nothing else.
Nothing?
Oh? I'm waiting to hear what you guys have to say.
All right. Okay. Well, Dougie, are you ready for the shizzy?
I want to hear what the guy just... Did a guy call in with any scoop? Oh. Mads just goes, we're going into the news. Any gossip? Any good?
No, that was actually the anonymous from earlier that was calling about the jewelry repossession.
Oh.
Okay, let's do it.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Some senators said yesterday that they're looking for answers from the White House regarding the presence of U.S. troops in Niger. And this is after 4 soldiers were killed in that area. In separate interviews, we have Democrat Chuck Schumer and Republican Lindsey Graham. They said that they were backing Senator John McCain's plan to ask for an explanation from the Pentagon about the incident in which the 4 soldiers were killed. In an overview of America's involvement there. A lot of people still don't know what happened, and we're not getting a lot of answers.
Well, that's what's interesting about that is that was the question asked of President Trump, not have you called the family, have you offered condolences, have you written a letter? It was, why haven't we heard what happened to these guys? And that's how the whole letter came. So I don't know if that was a distraction, if it was planned. I don't know, but no one knows exactly what happened in this attack that killed these four guys.
The sentencing hearing begins today at Fort Bragg for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. He's pled guilty to desertion and says the Taliban, who captured him, treated him better than the U.S. Army.
Okay.
Then why'd he come back? What, couldn't he stay over there?
Yeah.
When they did that trade, he should have been like, no, I want to stay.
I like it here. Yeah.
He said at least the Taliban were honest enough to say, I'm the guy who's going to cut your throat. So, okay.
Sounds like they treated him real well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, well, I'm the guy that's going to kill you.
Yes. Okay. He could face life in prison for his crimes. All right. I don't know if this is another distraction by the president, but he announced on Twitter that he will allow the release of thousands of classified documents about the assassination of the president.
Oh, okay.
About the assassination of President John F. Kennedy after years of delays.
I thought those documents were not going to be released until sometime in 2025. Because I read, my dad had his book called Strange Stories and Amazing Facts, and here's a big article regarding the Kennedy assassination. He said that those documents probably won't release until sometime in the 2020s.
Well, it looks like 2017 is going to be your year.
Congress mandated in 1992 that all assassination documents be released within 25 years. But Mr. Trump has the power to block them on the grounds that making them public would harm intelligence or military operations, law enforcement, or foreign relations. Don't you think the CIA, if he does release this, and he would have to do this, they say it would be set to be released by the National Archives by October 26th, so in 3 days. If he does do this, do you think the CIA gets mad?
No, because the CIA mandated release these within 25 years.
Okay.
I mean, you just read me that sentence. I don't think there's anything in there to... Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we'll find some sort of bombshell in there, but I don't think there's anything in there out of the ordinary.
The matchup for the World Series is set. The Houston Astros defeated the New York Yankees 4-0. That was Game 7 of the Championship Series Saturday night. So Dodgers will play the Astros. Do you think they were bummed that the Yankees didn't win it?
Yes.
Who was bummed?
Major League Baseball?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, if it's LA and New York, talk about the markets.
Yeah, the ratings. Yeah.
Huge. So
I thought that's what it was going to be, but...
Yeah. A lot of people did think that, and they say that ticket prices have already gone crazy ahead of game one, so.
Why even bring that up? I mean, it's like.
What?
What do you mean ticket prices have gone? I mean, it's the same story every year. I mean, ticket prices have gone crazy for the World Series. Who would have guessed?
Yeah.
I wonder, you think the Super Bowl tickets are going to be expensive this year?
Probably.
I mean.
Can you guess that right now?
I don't know, Dieter. I think they may go for less than face value. I really do.
Wow.
You done? Speculation is finally over, and Justin Timberlake is, in fact, the Super Bowl halftime performer. So he confirmed it with a tweet yesterday that included a video of him and his friend Jimmy Fallon riffing on the words halftime and halftime. So okay. It is, in fact, a done deal. He will be the performer. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Cram the awesomeness of Rover's Morning Glory into your smartphone. The RMG app lets you stream audio and video. Access your RMG Plus account. Use the JLR GPS function and more. Download that for free. Available now in the App Store.
I love this story about our friend Bill O'Reilly. This is unbelievable. This is so great. You know that Fox News had a bunch of sexual harassment accusations made against them. They were sued by Gretchen Carlson, a former anchor on Fox News. She said that Roger Ailes, who led Fox News, sexually harassed her. She sued, and 2 weeks later, Roger Ailes was ousted from Fox News. Bill O'Reilly just had a contract that was signed, I believe, in January, and by within a couple of months, he was out as well after reports surfaced that he had paid off, both him and Fox News had paid, I think, about $13 million to sexual harassment accusers. And of course, at the time, Bill O'Reilly, so they took him off the air. Bill O'Reilly said it was a smear campaign. It's a smear campaign. Who pays $13 million over false allegations?
Nobody.
No one does that. You just don't do that. Now there's news that Liz Wiehl, who was a former legal analyst on Fox News for about 15 years. I'm not laughing at her. I'm laughing at the absurdity of this. That Bill O'Reilly settled a sexual harassment claim from her for $32 million.
Oh, my God.
Just her.
Just her. He paid it himself. $32 million.
What's worth $32
million? Oh, she's got deep
What
picks.
Could she have done? Yeah, what?
She's got
what
deep
What could
picks.
He have done where you would pay $32 million?
Oh, she's got a treasure of fun with that. I mean, she's got, don't you think, the mother load there?
That's got to be the biggest payment I've ever heard.
So they knew him. Oh.
For sexual harassment.
It has to be. It definitely has to be. I mean, seriously.
Didn't the blonde get that Gretchen get 15 mil?
20 million.
20 million. Yeah. I thought that was amazing.
Saskeith could come down this hallway right now and give me anal, and I wouldn't get $32 million from the company.
You should, though.
I'm telling you, but I wouldn't. I mean, $32 million. What in the world are you doing for $32 million?
This must be over and over again. He must be walking up and masturbating, don't you think? Okay. Like something like that. Over and over again.
I don't know what he's doing.
Amounts to that.
I don't know what he's doing, but he settled. This, I believe, was settled. This was settled by him personally. He made $25 million a year in his latest contract. They just renewed his contract in February. They knew about this and all of the other cases, and they still signed him, right? They still kept him. He made $25 million a year in this latest contract. I'm sure he made less from his previous contract. So to pay more than your annual salary, yeah. I mean, this is, you know, and his excuse is, this is fantastic. His excuse is, these were unfounded. This is a smear campaign. He loves that smear campaign. It's a smear campaign. But I did this so that my family wouldn't be subjected to 3 years of litigation over these false allegations. And I just wanted them to go away for the sake of my family so I wouldn't have to put them through any pain. But none of this is true.
Pain?
$32 million.
So he had to go into a savings account
to
help pay for this because his yearly salary was less than $32
million. Right.
Did Fox settle the other ones? Was this the only one he did personally?
No, he personally settled 3 cases against him. And the other ones were settled by Fox. So, I mean, it's unbelievable that he would go back to this. And he's like, oh, now he's on Twitter saying, oh, no, check out BillO'Reilly.com for the full details. Because when they did this settlement, the woman goes, okay, I retract any claims. Yeah, because she just got $32 million. So they made her sign a confidentiality agreement. And, I retract any claims. I'm not going to make any further allegations. And I'm sure he said, I don't admit to any wrongdoing, blah, blah, typical settlement agreement. But So he's pointing to that as, oh, look, this was all false allegations. Look at this. Look at this. It says that she retracts all allegations. Yeah, because you just paid her $32 million. Yeah,
anybody would, after, right?
I mean, you don't pay $32 million.
To make it. Yeah, if you didn't do it.
No. In fact, there's a tweet from Gretchen Carlson. Let me see if I can find her tweet. Let me see. I have to find her Twitter first.
I have it.
Read it to me.
Nobody pays $32 million for false allegations. Nobody.
Yeah. No one would. Who would pay $32 million? You would be so outraged if someone made false allegations against you. You would be outraged by that. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've had false allegations, not about that, but I've had other false allegations made against me, and I was very angry. Do you think I would turn around and pay $32 million to someone who...
Yeah.
Who lied about me?
If you have $32 million, couldn't you use that to fight in a court of law to prove that you didn't do that? If you have $32 million, use it to get a good lawyer.
Yeah, it's not going to cost you $32 million to litigate that. No way.
Right. So I questioned it before when it was a small payment with this guy. I'm like, maybe did he do it? But if he's paying $32 million, now I actually believe.
Peter, what could you possibly do for $32 million?
Rover, I think it would have to be numerous occasions of something. It's not that's not a one-time case.
No.
That's for like over a course of a year or two.
Or
he's
longer.
Walking up,
yeah,
and he's doing the Harvey Weinstein, masturbating into a plant, masturbating onto her, doing this over and over again, and she's like, stop doing that. And he just can't. He's like, hey, come here. Just zip, unzips his pants. He's just like, I just can't stop. That's a pervert move.
I mean, I've never heard of anything.
What else could it be?
I've never heard of a sexual harassment case settling for $32 million.
No.
And that's not talk. Sorry. That's not talk that it's just like, hey, sugar teats.
Yeah. No. This that could be, action. God, you got a great ass.
No.
That's not $32 million. Uh-uh.
Go ahead.
She was probably setting him up. I'm guessing that she was collecting evidence all that time and just stockpiling it.
Yeah. I can see that.
But she needed to do it
She
carefully.
Was an attorney, by the way, this woman.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you can't egg him on. You got to show in that thread that, hey, I feel uncomfortable and all that. I mean, she's smart. She knows how to play it right. And it looks $32 million like
she
did.
Bill O'Reilly says this is all just a smear campaign against him. $32 million. Okay. We have a lot to talk about this morning. You want to hear? So that was a sexual harassment case. Later this morning. Remind me, I'll have to tell you a story about another Hollywood guy who has been accused of sexual harassment. And Dieter, the details of this are a lot like what you just thought maybe Bill O'Reilly was doing. This guy is, these are crazy stories of this guy and what he was doing to women, how he would meet women. It was a film director. I'll tell you all about this guy because it is weird. I don't know how this guy got away with this for 25 years. I'll tell that to you later this morning. I do have Holy Moses Matrimony tickets to give away. In fact,
Holy Moses!
Maybe I should do that. I don't know if I should do that right now or when we return. Is it a sounder that I have, Dougie? I have to hit a button to say to the caller. And where is that?
It's the yellow button.
Oh, it says Friday on it. You sure that that's the
I'm positive.
Correct button? It's just named wrong?
Nope, it's not named wrong. It's just how it's the rotator. There's two different cuts under one number.
Mm-hmm.
One's archived. It will start Friday.
I don't know what that means.
I know.
He's got it.
Okay.
You going to do it or are you going to wait?
Let's do it now.
Dearly beloved, win your way into the sold-out wedding party of the year.
The more the merrier.
Right now, be caller 30 at 1-866-YO-ROVER. That's 1-866-967-6837. And get an invitation for you and your plus one to witness Holy Moses Matrimony.
Holy Moses!
With Jeffrey and Mary Elizabeth.
Still married to her, so I'm rolling with it.
Happening Saturday, November 18th at the House of Blues.
Cheaper to keep her.
More chances to win all week in the 7 and 8 o'clock hours. Brought to you by Christie's Cabaret and Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, there you go. Caller 30 right now, 866 Yo Rover. You're going to the sold out Holy Moses Matrimony.
Yay!
I love all those sayings from Jeffrey in that.
That's great.
Yeah, man, I'm rolling with it.
Cheaper to keep her.
So thrilled to be renewing his vows, obviously.
Thank you,
Cheaper
Christy.
To keep her.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Christy's Cabaret, thank you to them. Poppy will be performing. It's all brought to you by Coors Light, and we will see you Saturday, November 18th at the sold-out show. If you call her 30 right now, we'll be right back. Hang on.
Charlie.
Just so you know, you cut me in line. He's like, no, I didn't.
If there's a scab.
No, you looked me right in the eyes.
He will pick it.
And then you got right in front of me in line.
And pick it.
I'm not trying to fight. You just know that you cut me in line.
You get the idea.
And now you're just acting like you didn't.
Thanks for picking Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, let's talk about the past few days. First of all, we had a great time. Or I can't speak for everyone. I had a great time in both Dayton and Louisville. And I will tell you, there are a lot of Rovers Morning Glory fans out there. That's for sure. And we really, I had a really good time both of those nights in Dayton. And in Louisville, hanging out with everyone and meeting everyone. And I was surprised by the turnout.
Really?
Well, especially in Louisville, considering that we haven't been on the air there for 2 years.
Has it been that long?
I think it has, hasn't it?
Wow. Fans were saying that. They're like, it's been years, and yeah. We still listen every day. I'm like, how do you listen? They're like, the app.
Yeah. It was a mob scene.
Really?
On Friday night in Kentucky. Weren't you surprised,
Peter? Oh, yes. Just walking, we walked past early to get something to eat, and people were already yelling from the bar, from down the street. They, like, spotted us. Like, we saw a snitcher before. They got there early, and they're like, when are you going to come in? We're like, we got to eat real quick. They were trying to walk past us while we were eating, and then the minute we walked in, it was on. You couldn't get in past the door. Like, once I walked in the door, I couldn't move.
Yeah.
Right for an hour.
An hour. I was stuck up against the wall. Just.
Yeah.
And it was like everybody just walk up, take a picture, and then walk out. So, I mean, it was a constant, constant motion. There was so many people there. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a fun time. And I had a good time doing the show, hanging out. By the way, the driver that we had this time, these guys ruined getting into the driver's room to take showers because the guy said, these guys just destroyed my bathroom.
Oh, it was the handicapped bathroom, Rover.
The handicapped room. It had two peepholes, Rover. I mean, that was strange right off the bat because it had a regular-sized peephole.
What?
And then it had a peephole down by your wiener. And I don't know who the...
What
people?
Do you mean? To look out the hotel room door?
Yeah.
And so if you're in a wheelchair, you can
Wheelchair. I was thinking little people. Okay, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, wheelchair. Wait. You got to wheel up. You can't stand up to look at the top hole.
Yeah. So I was like, this is strange, right? There are two peepholes. You walk in, and the bathroom... is for handicapped people. Like, it's just, there's no actual bathtub. It's just the shower head onto the floor. I mean, that was it, if you know what I mean. So that you could just wheel in if you had to.
Oh.
And then the shower area, I'll call it, because it just was a curtain blocking off a different part of the floor. There's two grates in the bathroom. One by the shower head, and then one in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Because in case it gets really out of control and you're splishing and splashing in there, it'll go everywhere. But since there's no bathtub, it needs double grates. And it was a strange hotel. I mean, there was a bench in there so you could sit like and get showered on. And then there was no water pressure. I mean, this was less than rain. Like, it was literally less than rain. I couldn't even put soap on because of it wouldn't be able to come off my body. I would just still be covered in soap.
So. Was this Friday?
Oh, yeah, Friday. Yeah,
Friday.
It was also facing – oops, sorry. It was also facing straight down. Like up against the wall. It was one of those things where it was adjustable, but it kept on sliding down. You got to get like right up against the tile to get rinsed.
I don't know what they did, but I guess they just the bathroom was destroyed. The guy's like, he goes, I don't want to be a dick, but
how
I come
it?
Back to my room and the how? Bathroom is just
four guys just showered in there.
What just totally.
It was all wet,
but he couldn't walk in there because of all these.
Yeah, because there's no
water. The rover, the water comes out of the shower into the middle of the floor. There's no stopper.
Who was the last person to be in there?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey was the last person to be.
Yeah, I went after Charlie and Snitz. I went, and I'm like, this is horrible. And then Jeffrey was the last guy to go in there. I don't know what happened, man. Yeah.
Jeffrey, what kind of shape did you leave that bathroom in?
And there's no towels left, too, which I was wondering what
there
he
was already, did. There was already a wet towel on the floor when I went in to take my shower.
So you used that to dry off?
No.
How'd you dry off?
There was like one more dry towel left that I used.
That was a used one.
You just said somebody, there was no towels.
Yeah, because when I walked in, there was one folded up one. I go, oh, perfect for me. There's one left. So I use it. But then when I left, I saw there was one that was wet that somebody hung up, like a snitcher or Charlie hung that one up.
Yeah.
So,
no, that was the driver's.
Oh, you used the driver's towel.
Oh, no.
Well, hey, I mean, like, there was no towels for me to use to dry off. What was I supposed to do?
Yeah, what are you supposed to do?
So what did you use? You used the one that was hanging up?
I just used whatever towel I thought was dry and was available. I didn't know whose it was.
The driver.
So what was I supposed to do?
Did the driver use it then after Jeffrey hung it back up?
Oh, no. What did you hang it back up, or where'd you? What'd you do with
it? I hung it back up.
Thinking,
hey, yeah, it can still be reused. What you know?
I'm with you, man. What are you supposed to do?
God, that's gross.
I don't understand why he would say it's wet. I mean, it's definitely gonna be wet. There's no bathtub. There's nothing to stop it. It's just
no.
Going
but
everywhere.
I think there are wet towels all over the floor.
That's what you do in a bath in a hotel. You throw the towel.
We had to,
right, but there was still someone living in that room for another 6 hours. Not housekeeping.
Yeah, you throw it by the shower area. But what are you supposed to do?
No, I folded mine up and put it under the sink. God darn it. I put it under the sink. So it was neat.
This is hitting the wrong button
darn
there.
I'm used to that. Well, I didn't want to say anything else.
It was the least clean shower I've ever had. I ran out of toothpaste when we got in there, too. I realized it was out. And I said, Snitzer, do you have any toothpaste? And I had to use Snitzer's vegan toothpaste. It's called Tom's. Have you ever heard of this? Tom's toothpaste?
I have not.
Yeah.
I know they make deodorant that doesn't do anything.
Oh, yeah, the deodorant sucks.
Their deodorant doesn't, I don't know, it's just, I don't know what you're rubbing on yourself, but I think it's anti-aluminum or something, so it doesn't actually make you smell any better. And the toothpaste was weird. It was just like kind of wet sand that you're just rubbing in your mouth. No minty.
Doesn't foam up or anything? Or?
I think it foamed a little, but there's no mint to it.
The other thing is it has real mint in it. That's the problem, probably.
Okay. Real mint, so it was strange. Yeah, I left that bathroom feeling dirtier than I came in.
Well, speaking of feeling dirty, anyone who witnessed Jeffrey in Dayton, he was motorboating a few girls.
Okay.
A couple. It was kind of like a normal outing.
Yeah. What happened in Kentucky then? Explain to me what it was. A, it was his birthday.
Right.
B, there was just a gang load of people there. There was a huge number of people there.
A lot of MILFs. So, came out, his favorite. And I said, I go, the women in Kentucky, they're super horny, Jeffrey. Let me just warn you. So I planted that seed. So he went in just looking to have some action.
On Friday, we left the show, and then we did the Friday leftovers. And you guys did shots, happy birthday toast, all that good stuff. And then Jeffrey laid down. You guys had to go do the bourbon tour later. How
was
that?
We did do that. That was fun. It was interesting.
Everyone went.
The amount of bourbon that you get in the bourbon tasting, it was like a
surprising
thimble.
Amount. I thought we were going to be getting ripped, and I think in the end we might have had one shot.
Oh, that's
if
it?
That.
All
if
the bourbon
that.
We tasted, I think was the equivalent to like one standard shot that you would get in a bar.
Yeah, if you were to add up all the bourbon that we had.
Could anyone taste the difference between those? They gave us four different kinds of bourbon. Could you guys taste the difference?
To be honest, not really.
I couldn't either. And no. The guy kept saying, oh, the hint of blackberry.
And vanilla undertones.
I was just faking it the whole time. Right, it's definitely. Oh, I can feel, I can
this
taste that
this one we've aged
difference.
For 12 years. I don't think I would know.
One of the interesting things I learned about the distilling process was the fact that it gets its color from when it's in the barrel and it's aging. So you know,
did anyone go to the baseball museum?
Hold on a second. Here is at the.
Oh, you have video.
Here's at the distillery. Evan Williams, Dieter was pounding someone's bunghole there. And,
excuse me.
Make sure you see the video.
See,
people driving their
video.
Car, they're gonna be like, "What the hell is this?"
Let's just end it there.
Let's take a break.
So they have this big barrel. I guess this is. Where they have downtown, they just they have like a little micro distillery, and it's a very small batch. It's not their main plant. They say that they do one barrel a day there. So they go, here, since you guys are VIPs, you can close up this barrel. And Dieter stepped forward to close the barrel, to pound the bunghole. But beforehand, the guy goes, here, do you guys want to smell what this smells like in this barrel, you know, before we seal it up? And everyone's like, okay. And then they go, oh, you know, actually, you know, hold on. We'll do that later in the tour. So now our best guess is that there was no whiskey that they put into this barrel. I think he just pounded up an empty barrel. Because why wouldn't they let you smell that? And we never smelled it later. We never saw anything later.
We're going to do it later. And I was waiting to sniff a bunghole, and we never got to do it.
What does bunghole mean?
That's a hole on the side of the barrel.
That's really what it's called?
You pound the bung into the bunghole.
Okay.
That's what it's
sure?
actually.
Sure? I don't know if you're messing with me.
Nope, that's actually what it's called.
And here's Dieter doing that.
Wait. Safety first. Just in case you get a little wild. There you go.
Dieter puts on his glasses. All
right. There's your bung hammer. Now you want to get that bung completely flush. In one hit? It doesn't have to be in one hit. It's tough to do it in one hit. You're going to have to swing a little harder.
If you do it in one hit, you get to keep the barrel.
Oh, really?
No. That's oh, you'd love that.
One-handed? Huh? One-handed or two usually? Six to one, half dozen the other. Just know that if you miss, it's on camera.
Oh, you broke it.
I hit a square.
Dieter pounded the bunghole and it popped right off.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and you would think right there when I hit it, when some whiskey or bourbon come out of that hole or slosh around, there was nothing.
Huh.
There was no movement in that barrel.
I don't know if that was a miss. Flush or... on. Here, give that another shot.
You're not good at pounding.
Good.
Okay. So now it there just you go. Cooks in there?
Well, then they
just...
gave Dieter a bung, and Dieter signed his name. So now he has an official bung and a
awesome.
Barrel and Evan Williams. And then
and
they...
in 8 years, they're going to go to that barrel and open it. It's going to have my name on it, my bung. They're going to remove the bung from the hole.
If there's actually anything in that barrel, which
oh,
we're
cool.
unsure of. It might have just been for show.
But can Dieter's... you load that up after? That's the question. So say it was empty. Can they ever put something in that?
Sure.
Okay.
They have to remove a bung... every time they open a barrel, right?
Yeah, so they remove it, fill it with bourbon maybe later, and then reseal it.
That's the thing they do every single... I bet that's the same barrel every day.
Yeah,
a group comes in, and they pound the bung, and then they go on.
It's a prop bung.
Yeah. You think?
But then they get...
Wait, I did sign it, though.
You signed the barrel itself.
Yeah, across the top, I put my name in a marker.
Oh, that is true,
I put
Dieter.
That is true.
And then they gave Dieter a bung that he signed, and then they didn't hand it to you for some... What happened?
Right. I had to ask him at the end, and like, you really want that? I'm like, yeah, I want it. It has the date.
We're all ready to leave.
The number. So that took them 15 minutes, I think, maybe, I don't know, find this thing.
Uh-huh.
And then they actually gave it to me. It has the date on it.
Oh, cool.
That barrel number 941. And then in 8 years, they're going to open up that barrel and have my name
cool.
on it. Yeah.
Jay in Louisville. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Rover.
Hey.
Man, first of all, let me say I love meeting you. I don't know if you remember me. I was the guy that yelled for you when you and B2 walked out of your RV.
I don't remember, but I might have. I can't recall, but anyway.
No, that's fine. I need to, man, first of all, let me say if I cuss, I'm so sorry. I'm really upset. I need to make sure Jeffrey's on here.
Yes, he's here.
Jeffrey so took advantage of my wife, and I don't know all that happened. My wife was, like, blacked out drunk. I mean, we had drank, a half mason of some shine before we even went in there. There ain't no telling how many beers we had. But I'm seeing all these pictures pop up on the app that are killing me. I mean, it's about to split us up.
I know who this is. Jay, you're the tall guy.
Tall guy, blue shirt.
Looks like David Blaine.
Oh, this guy and his wife?
Oh, yeah, this guy I felt bad for.
You can't show your face around the car anymore.
Were you okay with what was happening? I was waiting for you to
I didn't see. I was drunk, too. I mean, if I'd have seen it, I swear I would have knocked every one of his teeth out.
Ooh. Well, then you probably want to stop listening right now for the rest
of the
day.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Jay, you might want to turn off RMG TV, especially.
Well, I don't watch it. I'm at work anyway.
Jeffrey?
I'm a 6'5 former Ranger. If I would have seen anything going on with my wife, it would have broke loose.
Well, Jay, I'm sorry about what happened, but your wife was also all over me, too. So, and I told her to look for you. I told her, hey, look, go find your husband, be
oh,
with
yeah.
him.
Oh, yeah.
Stop hanging around me, because everyone's, I even told her in her ear that everyone's taking pictures and video and all that crap. So, you need, you know.
And that's the only way you can do it. I mean, you're a peak. Oh, my God, you're a piece of.
I know I'm a POS, okay?
When I see you, I mean, you just have no idea. I mean, you pretty much split my marriage up, a six-year marriage.
So, and then if he comes back to Kentucky, you're going to find him. You're going to hunt him down.
I won't let up on him, brother.
What do you say to that, Jeffrey?
I'm a fighter. I've been a fighter my entire life. This is bad, man. I mean, my body is shaking right now.
And what did your wife tell you after the fact? See these photos the next day, or
I really believe her. She was drunk. I mean, she was blacked out drunk, which I was too. I mean, we literally had to carry her out of the bar to get into the Uber.
Well, yeah, I second that.
I remember that
she was wasted.
Yeah, she almost fell onto me, and I remember having to just walk away from her.
Coming up to me and saying, "You need to get your wife."
Yeah, she's out of control. Then an hour later, I see what Jeffrey was doing. She could barely stand, you know. And
I mean, how can somebody take advantage of somebody that's...
Well, and Jay, you told me, hey, you know, you said you wouldn't be mad at first, but I had no idea you were drunk, too. So, like, look, you know what you got? You know what you need to do now? If you find me, of course, you're going to knock all my teeth out, which is fine. Then might as well kill me while you're at it, too.
Just send them your teeth.
Don't tell me what I need to do. Jeffrey, you just need this. Oh, my God, dude.
Would you, if we pulled Jeffrey's teeth out and mailed them to you, would that satisfy you?
No. I want to feel the crush.
He only has three teeth left, Rover. Dennis pulled out 10 already.
What if Jeffrey punches himself in the face, right in the nose, one time, really hard? Would that let bygones be bygones?
I let Dieter go in there and punch him in the face for me.
Oh, I couldn't do that, Jay.
Now... Would you say, I didn't witness a whole lot of this. Hold on. I didn't witness a whole lot of this. You guys, I think, were witnessing more of it than I did. Was the woman, was she as into this as Jeffrey
yes.
was?
Well, it seemed like, yeah.
Yeah, she was drunk.
I have no idea. She was tore up drunk. I mean, we literally half mason jar shined before we even got there. And we got there 2 hours early just to make sure we can, you know, got a spot in there. And I mean, we had over 100.
Oh, I do remember Jay coming up. I was getting ready to go
to eat,
and yeah. So he was already in there at 7 o'clock. We got there at 9 o'clock, and I saw him a little bit like at 7:15. I went to dinner.
How was he at 7:15?
Oh, he was drunk at 7:15.
He seemed kind of together. His wife
was drunk and sick.
Yeah, his wife was out there. I think this is gonna be a lot of the first of many phone calls from angry husbands. After we play these videos, because Jeffrey went out of tear.
And he was always alone with her. That's the thing. Jay wasn't there when, like, Jeffrey was off on the side with his wife.
I feel so guilty about that. I mean, I was tore up. I mean, you know, I'm hanging out with y'all trying to have a good time. If I'd have known it was going on, I would have been in jail.
Well, you may not want to watch this on RMG TV then, because
I'm not going to watch. I'll just listen. And the way you describe things, it's awesome.
it won't be awesome for you, buddy. Jay, this is going to get bad, Jay.
Why did you guys let him do that?
Wait a second. In Jeffrey's defense,
I don't know what the story
is. In Jeffrey's defense, it's not like he was.
I had no idea. Anything was going to happen.
The women
I mean,
were
these men need to keep their wives. Here's a better thing to do. All you men out there, keep your wives away from me and keep them on leashes. Then this won't happen again.
Dogs?
Keep them on leash.
I mean, I tried to talk to Jeffrey. You couldn't even have a conversation the whole night because he would just walk away from you and go for the next girl. Like, he would just. You know, like Terminator with those eyes, just scanning the room.
But all the girls loved it.
No, yeah.
They were into it.
No, they definitely were.
And I cannot believe, think about this for just one moment. Did Jeffrey brush his teeth on this trip once?
I brushed my teeth.
Where? Where did you brush your teeth?
Yeah, tell us.
In the hotel room.
Yeah, but that was
before we went out.
But
that was one time.
We left Wednesday.
And well, I didn't brush them on Thursday, but I did manage to brush them on Wednesday.
So we left
Friday night.
Wait, just let's get this straight. We left Wednesday.
Because I took a full shower Wednesday before I came to the bus. Good.
Okay, all right. So Thursday morning when you woke up, did you brush your teeth?
No.
Okay, then you took a nap Thursday.
I didn't want to brush them on the bus.
You took a nap Thursday after the show. Did you brush your teeth when you woke up from that nap?
No.
All right, Thursday night before you went to bed, did you brush your teeth?
Like I said, I didn't brush my teeth at any time Thursday. It was Friday night.
Okay, so then Friday morning when you woke up at 6 a.m., did you brush your teeth then?
No, because I don't brush my teeth on the bus.
All right, so then why don't you brush your teeth on the bus?
Is there a ban on brushing your teeth or something?
I don't know, just that...
Hold on, Jay. Why don't you brush your teeth on the bus, Jeffrey?
I don't want to leave any residue on the bus.
What do you mean by
that? Teeth brushing residue. We'll leave it at that.
Okay, so...
Leave it at that? No, I just want to know
what does
that
mean exactly?
I just, I always brush my teeth after I take a shower. And since I can't take a shower on the bus, I put brushing my teeth and taking a shower together.
So how often do you take a shower normally throughout the week?
About every other day.
Uh-huh. So that's about the same time. You only brush your teeth when you shower. So you brush your teeth...
Well, I brush my teeth every day.
You just said when you get out of the shower.
I try to make sure I brush my teeth at least every day.
Okay. So I just want to be clear. If he brushed his teeth in that hotel, that was the one time in the trip that he took. So we left Wednesday, got back Saturday. He brushed his teeth one time. One time. If that. And I don't even know if I don't even know if he brushed his teeth that one time. But if he did, it was one time. So, Jay, I would, first of all, I'd put your wife on antibiotics. First off,
I need to. My wife, right before y'all got there, finished me the completion in the bathroom.
Oh,
with her mouth.
Oh, you're kissing her. You wiped your mouth. Jeffrey just wiped his mouth.
You got snowballed.
Snowball.
Oh my God.
What do you say to that?
Oh.
Well, hey, like, if it eats me up and die, everyone will be happy.
I don't think it's gonna eat you up and die, but
it's gonna be sticky.
How do you?
Oh.
Did you taste it?
No.
Oh my God.
That's ultimate revenge. Jay got you in the end.
Oh, my God, Jay. All right. You got to turn on RMG TV, Jay. I've got to take
Jay.
A break. Hold on.
Wow.
Now do you regret it?
Wow.
Yeah. And for everyone else, just put your wives and significant others on leashes then. Keep them away from me. This stuff like this won't happen again. Or I'll just stay home on the next... all of next year's bus trips.
That's what a sexual predator says.
Sarah,
no, I'm not a sexual predator.
Sarah in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey.
Hey.
I just have something to say about the guy who's angry about his wife.
Yes.
Well, if you love her that much, maybe you should have kept an eye on her. And if you're going to be this upset about her meeting other people... Don't be drinking moonshine before you go, man.
Yeah, moonshine sort of takes out those inhibitions, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Thank you, Sarah. All right, let me take a break. You want to see what Jeffrey was up to? Fire up RMG TV. We'll get to it when we return. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Never know what you're gonna hear.
Would you have a threesome with your sister?
I think I would have to be really intoxicated.
You both found him attractive.
It's gotta be right, yeah.
Hey, can I get in on that?
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
Damn! Jake, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man.
Love the show.
Thank you.
I was just thinking, if this guy's wife is out here cheating on him with a bad breath, Jeffrey, what do you think she's doing when he's not around?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, she was really into Jeffrey. If this is the one I'm thinking about, I saw multiple times the same woman with Jeffrey. I mean, they were
cute.
They were really going at it, weren't they?
Yeah, there's two in particular I'm thinking of. This was one of them.
How many different girls was he making out with on Friday night? Do you have any idea?
3 to 4, at least,
at
I
least,
saw.
At least.
But there was two that were hot and heavy.
Shannon in Williamsport. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Shannon.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm doing all right. What's happening, huh?
So, I don't feel bad for Jeffrey. I agree with him on this. For one, if Jay was so concerned with his wife, why wasn't she on his hip? And for two, this can't be the first time that she's done that. Obviously, she's a little slutty if she's just going to walk into a place and just do this with a dude that she meets for the first time. Correct?
Especially a guy who hasn't brushed his teeth in a week, too. I mean, yeah. On top right. of all of that. Well, you know, I guess alcohol does lead you to do crazy things. However, I sort of am with Shannon and Jeffrey. You know, she was a willing participant, at least from what I saw. I didn't see the whole night. I was pretty busy.
Yeah, this can't be the first time that she does that type of thing. Obviously, like, what? I don't even understand. Like, this dude must be oblivious.
He was off talking to other people. Like, I was talking to him, and then she'd go off with Jeffrey.
Yeah.
And then I would see over his shoulder, I'd see Jeffrey making out with his wife, and I'm like, I don't know if I should say anything. I just was keeping him preoccupied.
Oh, man, that's horrible.
It's funny that she was doing it right in front of his face, though. Obviously, she's a skank whore.
Whoa. Oh, stop it.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
Hey, was everyone... By the way, was everyone offered the one girl? There was a guy there on Friday night who must have offered three or four times to me, hey, you can F my girlfriend. I want you to F my girlfriend tonight.
Yeah, she was hot, too, the hot brunette, right?
Yeah, she
young
was.
A girl?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought she was hot. I'm like, okay, what's the catch? He's like, well, I'm going to get involved, too. Whatever happens, happens, you know?
And I said that back to him. I was like, yeah, I'll screw your wife, but then I'm going to screw you first to the guy to like as a joke so he'd say no. And he's like, no, let's do that.
Oh. Yeah, he was bi.
Oh.
That was the trade-off.
Jesus.
Who knew? Who knew that people were so crazy in Kentucky? I mean, I had no idea. Here is Jeffrey.
Well, I say play this one. Since we're on the subject of this guy's wife and everything.
Yeah.
Play the shorter video first.
Just shorter saved. Video first.
Yeah. Uh-oh. You can see.
How do I know which one?
Should Jeffrey be in here, Rover?
Yeah, I think Jeffrey should sit.
Jeffrey, why don't you come in here?
Because I don't know if he remembers any of this.
Oh, he remembers.
He had all beer, so I don't know if he does.
He remembers. Which one is
I just,
it?
I just sent you the name of it. Kind of reveals what happened, so.
Let's see here. I don't know if I... Oh, here it is. Here it is. All right. So this is...
what?
Jeffrey... First of all, I just love Jeffrey, his outfit that day. Like, we go to this distillery... For this bourbon tasting, and we're all there. Jeffrey and Dieter are late, of course. And Jeffrey walks up, and he's wearing this American flag shirt.
Oh,
he's just
that's odd.
He's just
ready to go. Where'd you get that?
I don't know. It's the first time I've ever seen him wear that shirt. Where'd you get that from, Jeffrey?
Oh, I've had that shirt. Just thought I'd break it out.
Why aren't people protesting this desecration of the flag?
I don't know, Snitz.
Here is Jeffrey with... Is this guy's wife?
Yeah,
is this who we're talking
really
about?
Cute.
That's her.
All right, here
it is. It is your birthday.
A full-on kissing.
Oh, they're kissing.
And then, so Jeffrey's holding on to that woman, but a calendar girl shows up. So Jeffrey lets go of that... Jay's wife, and he's holding on to the. Jay's wife totally fell over. Beavers out.
Oh my God.
So Jeffrey just lets her. He sees a calendar girl show up, so he just lets go of Jay's wife immediately.
Yeah, you have to watch this again because Jeffrey. Watch Jeffrey. Now this girl has her arm around the wife lady, has her arm around Jeffrey. Jeffrey turns to. Start talking to Miss November,
I think that's it,
in the Miss Morning Glory calendar, who's from Kentucky. And this girl who was just making out with Jeffrey falls over.
Because Jeffrey just throws, he doesn't care, he's upgrading or whatever in his mind, so he just lets go of her.
When you watch this again, it's impossible. You have to pay attention to this. It's impossible that Jeffrey didn't know that that woman just fell over. It's just, it's impossible. Well, she's right next to him, but he's so immersed in the calendar girl now. His attention just shifts. And he just lets her go. He lets her fall. Watch this.
Full kiss.
No tongue.
Remember, that's what the guy just called in and said, too. He just let go of that chick. He's holding on to the calendar girl now. Grabbing butt. There's
just
butt
pretending. There she is on the ground.
So he was holding her up the whole night, because once he lets go, she's down.
Look at her like hanging on like she's hanging off a cliff.
Like cliffhanger. Beeves out.
She shaved?
All right.
But you could see right up her dress there. And,
yeah. Poor girl.
Now, well, she just banged her husband in the bathroom. That's why the beef was out.
Okay. I don't know if it was banging specifically.
Right. Well, servicing. And then Jeffrey's kissing right after.
And now, Rover, so then you have a montage. And just to stay with this particular person, you want to jump ahead to 3:39, okay?
Or should I just play the whole montage and we'll get to her at 3:30?
Just to keep it all in sync, because I try to keep the girl, the different women together throughout the night. But okay, do whatever.
Well, yeah, why don't we start with, just start from the beginning and then we can jump to 3:39. Here is Jeffrey, just going to town. Motorboating a woman, a black woman with huge boobs.
Just grabbing them, too. This is girl number three then, and it's,
she's grabbing his arms to put around her. Oh. She's
Now we're on girl number four.
Jesus,
different girl.
He's just dancing with this one.
This one was a lot of tongue wrestling with her. I remember that.
A lot of rubbing up.
Just dancing. Jeffrey is just so horny. He's like, he's mesmerized.
Oh, look, they're making out there.
Kissing. Look at him really just humping. He's humping in public here.
God.
Breathing on her neck.
We've seen that. He's done that. She's totally rubbing.
Almost goes down.
Go back, Rover. You gotta go back. He's so drunk, he fell over.
She's holding his belt to keep him up.
He's like, we can have birdies again.
Well, no, I think she almost passed out because of the breath here. And she almost goes down. Jeffrey, stand his.
Does he trip over this guy's feet, or does that guy? Look at this.
No, I don't think the feet have anything to do with it.
Yes, yes. Watch.
Just keep playing it. Okay, just keep playing
it. All right.
Almost goes down. He steadies himself. Everything's okay. They're gonna start dancing again.
Happy birthday, JLR!
He's dancing. And they both fall over.
How sloppy are you guys?
Oh, I love it. They both just fell over. Like she was.
Who was that?
She
pick?
Was. She was like getting low, but then right when she got about crotch level, again maybe that stench just bowled her over,
knocked
her
out.
She just fell backwards.
Do you remember that, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
You remember falling?
I remember the falling part and helping her up, and so that was a night and a half.
But they're right back to it.
And now just kissing.
Oh, they're just kissing. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, here's some more. Oh, there they go.
Jeffrey, do you notice the cameras around you?
Great question.
Because this one's in your face. Jeffrey, you just keep kissing her.
He's not even kissing.
She's attacking him.
But he's also not walking away.
He's so wasted he came and kissed, I think. Look
he's
at
just
him.
Dead. He's waking up burning.
Look at this. Oh, look at him feeling her up now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just full-on areola.
He's behind her just grabbing those boobs.
Oh.
And she's grinding her ass right out.
And now he's going low. But then another guy joins the party.
Is he readjusting? So he's readjusting.
Oh, wait, look at his hand in his pocket. What's he doing with his hand?
Pocket pool, double.
We've noticed this a couple weeks ago. He plays pocket pool.
But then he walks away.
Now he goes out to the next. If you watch. Oh, there were. Yeah.
Who was
the girl in the middle with Jay, the mad husband. He walks right past him here. keep going. Right there, there's Jay in the blue shirt with the
Oh, that's who Jeffrey's going to move on to now. Yeah.
All right.
Well, he sees the husband around, so he goes past him and he waits till the husband leaves.
Well, do you think he's also going to the bathroom because his hands go immediately into his pockets to, you know, he has that hole in his pocket.
Well, at one point I did hear he did finish.
Climax?
Yeah. Oh, what? Did you?
I didn't climax.
Dieter got onto the bus and told me this story as we're leaving the place that Jeffrey turned to him and said, and I can't say it on the radio, but the phrase that Jeffrey used that he climaxed.
Can you turn the mics off and tell us so we can you write a note? Turn the mic off and tell.
Why don't you tell her? Do you remember the phrase?
Yeah, of course. All right, can I just change the letter?
We'll turn the mics off?
No. Just tell her exactly what Jeffrey said. Go ahead.
I don't know what it is. What is it?
But that didn't happen.
Said that. Why would you say it if it didn't happen?
I have
happen?
No idea. It's just...
He said that? That's something he said?
Oh, yeah. He said it. He was on a dance floor, and he said it. And the guy was filming it, and I told him to send it into the show. He's like, I just did this and went off to the bathroom while he was grinding.
Just climax, yeah. Basically.
Nobody would say
she
that.
She just told you
Nobody
that?
Nobody would say that unless they just did that. And most people that just did that wouldn't even say that.
And it's interesting, the phrase that he used is just...
That would be right. Him saying that.
That's I've never why. Heard that.
Right.
It's
weird past participle.
Past participle? I gotta Google search that term.
Here, all right, let's continue on with his... there he is, motorboating. Oh, there he is, motorboating another girl.
Another girl, too? No, that's the same girl twice. Now, this is... I don't know where this was. Somebody sent me this video. I didn't see this happen, but he's really getting grinded.
Oh, this girl is rubbing her ass.
This is the girl that he finished with. They were dancing at the bar. It's right around here.
So, yeah, he's just dancing. They're hugging. Now they're...
Oh, now they're... Oh, now they're...
His eyes completely open when he's kissing.
Now they're smooching.
He's in a trance with this one.
Oh, yeah. She gets him.
Oh, he's just...
Look at this! They're making out!
Jeffrey, do you remember this makeout?
Yeah.
Was it hot?
Yeah.
Because it's so much making out.
Oh, my God! This is unreal!
And there's a camera right in your face. You just don't care, though. You're that horny.
And you're renewing your vows in 3 weeks.
Wow, so now that he goes in for a motorboat right in the middle
takes
of the...
Takes his glasses off.
Oh, he's
off.
Kissing him here, see?
But this is a long motorboat. He almost passes out there, yeah.
More kissing. They're back to kissing. Now she's rubbing
her
ass.
Look what he's grabbing. Look what Jeffrey's grabbing.
Oh, my God, Donald Trump.
Grabbing the pee. Grabbing the pee.
And then Jeffrey just goes, I'm out.
Where did he go?
Is that where he said I...
That might have been right there.
He climaxed?
Uh-huh. And he went to the bathroom and changed his shorts.
Is that when you did it?
You wring him out in the sink.
No, I didn't. I don't think that happened.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, here's another girl. Here we go. Another motorboat.
Now we're back to, real quick, now remember the original girl, the husband that just called in. So now we're back to her. This is a different video, different part of the evening than when he was kissing her and then dropped her on the ground. This is...
Notice the hands here, Rover.
Yeah. He's just...
Peter filmed that one because the light of his camera was right in my face.
Okay. You don't care about the hands!
Just full on grabbing...
Oh, look at it. It's grabbing her boobs.
And nibbling on her ear.
Where's that?
Look at her. She's also rubbing her ass right up against Jeffrey's unit. I mean, this is.
He's falling over.
Yeah, he's just sitting on the speaker now to get the vibration.
Look at what. Oh, she's just rubbing right up against Jeffrey. Look at this. Imagine if you're not a fan of the show and you just walk into this bar.
You think he just got caught there when he realized there's a camera on me?
He knew the whole time. They both did.
Imagine you just walk into the bar and you see this girl grinding on the guy, and the guy has that look on his face, just like, I mean, wow, Jeffrey. So what do you have to say for yourself?
I mean, I don't know, but I'm just saying that now. Got nothing to say other than the fact that it was a good time. It just got a little got way out of control.
Margaret, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Margaret.
Hey guys, I don't even know where to start. Usually, I feel bad for Jeffrey just because he's Jeffrey, but last week before you guys went there, or maybe on Thursday when you guys started your trip, he commented that his wife told him to like stop at some, I don't know, some place or some house or something that she was interested in. And his response was, honey, we have a tight schedule to keep. And this is the kind of crap he does.
Yeah. He couldn't go to the haunted sanitarium that his wife wanted him to go to. He was too busy playing tonsil hockey.
Getting with Louisville Tuggers.
Yeah. Louisville Tugger.
My question is, if he saw a video of his wife doing a similar activity, what would he think? Would he be okay with this?
That is a good question. Jeffrey, if your wife were doing that, caught on video doing that to some random guy in a bar, how would you feel about that?
Well, of course, I'd be upset. And I would be angry, but then if I go and beat the crap out of the guy, I'd wind up in jail.
Well, wouldn't you be mad at your wife, though?
And I just gotta, find a way to work through it and everything. And because I know that the last thing I would want is domestic. I would not want to be on the receiving end of a domestic violence charge. I can't beat her, can't beat the guy, because either way, you wind up in jail. You just have to, do something and work it out or what. But
you get home on Saturday. What do you do? Saturday morning, you guys get home. What happens?
I can tell you, he didn't brush his teeth.
No. Did you brush your teeth today?
Yeah, I brushed them this morning.
Hmm. What did you do
Does he know this? Like, do you tell her?
No.
Like, how your trip was?
Yeah, did she ask you?
I just tell her, hey, we had a good time in Dayton, Louisville. I told her I got to see a distillery. We hung out at a bar. So
you lie.
Yeah, you don't tell your women don't tell their husbands everything either sometimes.
So that's your excuse. All right.
Yeah, he didn't lie. He just omitted most of the.
Yeah, what'd you do Saturday night? Anything interesting?
Yeah, I spent all day Saturday with the wife and the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Doing what? What'd you go do with them?
Pumpkin patch?
No, we just hung out at home.
Cedar Point?
Make costumes for them or anything?
Oh, I got the update on my daughter's costume. We'll be here before Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but
it was shipped October 20th.
Saturday night.
Saturday night, I hung out with my friend Lori. We just went to this little bar.
Who's Lori? Who's Lori?
The lady, old lady?
Yeah, we went out. We had a drink. And,
oh, my God. He's gone all week, and then he gets back and goes out right with the with his old lady date.
How long were you out?
We were not long because we were there for like maybe an hour and a half. Took in a couple of innings of Game 5 of the ALCS.
Uh-huh.
And then I took her home, and then I went home.
TC in Louisville, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, TC.
Hey, Rover. I was just calling. I was the one who sent in that quick snip where that girl fell. I believe her name was, I'm not going to say her name. Anyway, I believe she fell. Jeffrey really didn't acknowledge that. He was too busy with the Miss November.
Yes.
And when he went back, she was already up. She starts asking us all if we're filming. We're like, no, of course not. They go right into making out. But that lady was totally at fault. If Jeffrey had no clue, I don't believe he knew she was married. And he can sit here and say he did, and the guy gave him permission, but we were around them too the whole night. She was bringing girls in to twerk on Jeffrey, to get girls to motorboat on Jeffrey. And, I mean, he was going with it like any guy would. But, I mean, that girl was to blame. So that guy that called in about his wife, I'm pretty sure that was who it was. He needs to check his wife.
Are we forgetting that he is married also? Is this not in any you're blaming the victim all the time.
Jeffrey is married. Jeffrey is a married man who does not stop.
You're right.
Doesn't stop him from doing all that.
So we could say we were both at fault.
All right.
I should have used better judgment, and I did not.
Like 20 different times with 20 different women, Jeffrey.
Charlie.
Yeah?
I know that, so I'm acknowledging it. Okay?
But you've acknowledged it before. You just continue to do it. Are you going to do this after you renew your vows?
No, I can't because there's a penalty, so.
Well.
What's the penalty?
I would have to pay for the rings.
No, that's if you sell your rings. You can continue to cheat. I mean, it's up to you and your wife.
Maybe we should have a penalty if he cheats on his wife.
Yeah, kick me off the radio.
What could that penalty be?
Do you want to be kicked off the radio?
Yeah, because then I'll let's put it this way, I'll fall back into obscurity faster than an atomic bomb.
Okay.
What does that even mean? That's weird.
No, it's not a weird analogy.
Well, hold on, Jeffrey.
Think of how fast an atomic bomb falls.
Hold on. Let's not let everyone pile up on you, okay? There was someone else who got into some shenanigans Friday night, okay?
Who?
I have video of that,
who?
Jeffrey.
Anthony?
And I'll come back, I'll play that for you. You're not the only guilty party here, okay?
All right. I acknowledge what I did, and it wasn't the best use of judgment. I should have had better willpower.
You did mention that you made out, and but you never mentioned the real groping that you did, you know? Do you acknowledge the groping? The areola pinching?
You guys already
the tweaking?
The grabbing by the pee?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I won't acknowledge that. Okay. My doppelganger. I said my doppelganger and didn't do that.
Your doppeldangler?
Whatever. I mean, there's people out there that look like me that people think it's me. It's not.
Sure.
So.
Sure. All right. So someone else, there's another guilty party from Friday night. We'll get to that. And I do have after watching that on RMG TV. Who
yeah,
not
great
want
segue.
To
yeah.
Attend Holy Moses Matrimony in just a few weeks at House of Blues with Jeffrey and Mary Elizabeth renewing their vows. Pop Evil is playing the show. It's brought to you by Coors Light. We have tickets, compliments of Christie's Cabaret to give you when we come back from this break. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Birthplace of the phrase government dongs.
Government cheese? Did they give you that? No, seriously.
Did they give you government dongs?
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
Before 9 o'clock, we will have more tickets to Jeffrey's Holy Moses Matrimony. Stand by for that. Laura in Louisville, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, this is Laura, the girl in the blue shirt with Jeffrey.
Oh.
Which one's that? There were so many.
Yeah.
The one, this might have been the one you climaxed with.
Yeah, oh, the okay. Blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had two things. First off, I was in line to talk to Dieter, and the guy that called in earlier, him, his wife, and some other blonde chick were in line, and she offered Dieter a threesome, and her husband was going, yeah, that's my wife. So he knew what his wife was doing.
I remember
that. I mean, that's...
You do remember that,
yeah.
Dieter?
Second.
They offered you a threesome, Dieter?
Yeah, I go, oh, okay, I go... I'm in, and he goes, well, I got to watch. I go, oh. I go, I don't know about that. If you can leave the room, I might be into it, but he wanted to watch.
And also, as soon as Jeffrey found out she was married, he did say, oh, I'm not all about that. And he tried to get away from her because he said, go on back to your husband. I don't want to deal with all that. Well, so he did.
Absolutely not. Jeffrey was with this woman at the end of the night. Very end of the night.
Yeah, but she kept coming back. She kept coming back.
She was. She might have been
and
persistent.
A couple times her husband was there. Yeah, she was very persistent. And she did. She kept bringing other women and getting in the middle. And, I mean, yeah, she was all up on getting somebody that night other than her husband.
Well, Laura, thank you for dancing with Jeffrey, and thank you for coming out.
Hope you had a good time. And
I do hope you had a good
time. I did, and I'm sorry my boyfriend made you get out of the seat. He said, Jeffrey, I don't care about you dancing with my girlfriend, but give me my seat back, dude, and I'm sorry. He shouldn't have said that.
Well, it's okay. It's just like, Laura, I'm glad you had a good time and everything, and I'm glad your boyfriend was pretty cool and everything. And so.
Yeah.
Well,
and we did. We had a great time, and everybody, you all are amazing. You all were just in with the crowd, giving everybody time and talking, and I hope y'all know you're loved in Louisville.
Well,
you really
thank
are.
You very much, Laura. I appreciate it. Thank you. We had a really good time down there. Jessica in Louisville. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Hi.
So I have two things for you guys. Jeffrey did climax while him and I were dancing together.
How do you know?
Because I was like rubbing up on his chest and my hand went down towards his area and he climaxed and like ran off and I ran to the bathroom. I was like, oh my God, that's gross, because it got all warm and gross.
It got all warm and gross. So you felt it?
Yes, it was disgusting.
See?
Summer climax.
No?
No, I don't.
You said you did.
I had to run to the can. I had to run to the can.
Did you take a number one in your pants?
No, I didn't want to take a number one in my pants. I'd rather do it in the toilet.
She felt
warmth.
Yeah, so it's either a number one or...
I also washed my hand. It was so gross.
So you're dancing with him. You guys are what, face-to-face?
Yeah, and I was, like, rubbing his chest, and, like, my hand started going down that way, and, like, yeah.
It just exploded, and you felt it, the warmth, then Jeffrey, his reaction, right when you felt it, his reaction was what?
He darted off. He, like, he didn't really push me, but he, like, pushed me to the side and, like, darted off towards the back of the bar.
Yeah, where the bathrooms were located.
To clean up.
To take a leak.
He did. Then why did you tell Dieter that you climaxed?
I have no idea why I told him.
Maybe this is an interesting set of
circumstances, right?
Yeah. I mean, you said you did it.
And then
this woman says you did it.
But now you claim that you didn't.
He's getting married in 3 weeks.
Did you pee your pants?
No, I don't think I peed. I hope not.
It's one of the two.
There's two options, really.
He's not going to be honest with you.
Well, Jessica... thank you for coming out. Did you have a good time?
Jeffrey, thanks for coming out, too.
Funny, Nance.
I was going to say, the second thing is later on that night, because Jeffrey would like just randomly pop up around me and my husband, and later on that night, we were dancing a little bit, and he asked me if my husband was okay for him and I to go somewhere. So
I don't remember asking that one.
I looked at my husband, and he just started laughing. So
Jeffrey specifically asked, does your husband mind if you and I go off somewhere alone?
I don't remember asking that one.
Wow, that's
some balls.
Memory's
a little fuzzy over that one.
I mean, that's right up, and the husband's right there, right when Jeffrey's asking this. I mean, that's brazen, isn't it?
My husband totally laughed. Like, it was a big ha-ha funny joke, because, I'm sorry, Jeffrey, I love you, but absolutely not. But it was an absolute joke.
I'm glad you went home with your husband at the end of the night, though, so I'm happy with that.
Well, it's kind of mean of the girls to do this. Like, you're laughing, like, absolutely not.
What do you
mean? Why is she rubbing up on him if she's... I mean, that's
kind
of...
They were just having a good time, douchey. Don't be such a party pooper. Yeah. Well, Jessica, thank you for coming out. I'm glad you had a good time. Thank you. Troy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Troy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
I was out there Friday night. It was really great meeting all you guys. Rover, I totally see why you're going to marry B2. She's an absolute sweetheart, so congratulations, man, and
wish
you guys the best. Anyways, I just want to kind of call in and take up for Jeffrey a little bit. You know, he gets a lot of hate, and I've always been wanting to hate on him. I listen to your show all the time and think he's kind of a perverted dude, but... I mean, I was out there. These girls are just all over him, like basically sexually harassing him. You know, I mean, if anything, he should be on Facebook posting Me Too statuses.
It is unbelievable. I've never seen this before. This guy he brushes his teeth once a week, maybe. And the number of women that throw themselves at him is incredible, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's about the only dude with a mullet and yellow teeth that I know around these parts that. You know, get girls just thrown at him like that. So yeah. I kind of felt bad for him, but in a way, he looked like he was enjoying it. I mean, you got, you know, fake tan trash Barbie all over the bar, dry humping anything with two legs. You know, I didn't see her husband anywhere. And if so, I mean, he needs to do a better job, you know,
keeping track of his wife. But I just feel bad for Jeffrey. But, you know, keep doing your thing, Jeffrey. I mean, we all love you out here, and wish you guys would get back on the radio. But you know how that thing works.
I know how anyway. That works.
You know, hey, Troy.
Thank you, Troy. Yes,
I want to thank Troy and everyone in Louisville for a great time. But, you know, the only way to get us back on in Louisville, you guys may have to start a petition, a change.org petition to get us
change.
On down there.
Change.org petition.
To get us back on down there. We were number because yeah. we were number right one in the, Yankees.
Put it right underneath the petition, stop clubbing baby seals,
yeah.
That kind of stuff. We'll be right under that one. All right. Thank you, Troy. I appreciate it. I do have the wife on the phone. Do you want to talk to her? I have two things that I want to get to. Number one, I do have the Holy Moses matrimony tickets to give away before 9 o'clock. Number two, someone else is guilty of some indiscretions as well Friday night. I have video evidence of that, which I will show you in just a moment. And number three, the wife is on the line.
Oh, no.
Do you want to talk to her?
Does she want to talk to us?
Well, she called in. I mean,
yeah. She sure?
She called us. We didn't call her. All right. This is Anonymous, the wife who was with Jeffrey. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
All right. So let's hear your side of the story.
My side of the story is, I remember meeting a couple of you, but after that, I don't remember anything. And I love how people can call in and pass judgment on me and call me a slut and call me a whore when I was blacked out the entire night. I think it's really great, you know, that I can be took advantage of and all of that. And I don't remember nothing. And everybody can just laugh about it. This has hurt me. It's hurt me and my husband. And I have a wonderful husband who has understood and loves me and is staying with me because of this. I think it's horrible, horrible how you all can just laugh about it. It ain't funny. It isn't funny at all.
Jeffrey, what do you say to this?
Well, you know, all I'm saying is that I told you that, one, people were filming us. Two, you need to get back to your husband.
I don't remember nothing. I was drunk. I was way beyond drunk. I don't remember nothing.
Now, I would say
so
this. I mean,
right now, it's not even funny.
I would say this, that. I mean, this is, does anyone else, Data, you were there, Charlie, you were there. Do you feel what this girl is saying?
She came up to me and said, I love you. She tried to kiss me. She then fell over and I just walked away from her. Just in a pile of hay, actually, bales of hay. She fell over almost into a fountain. And I said, this lady seems like trouble. I'm
Data?
Going to just run away from this situation.
Yeah. Data, what do you recall?
She was drunk. I mean, we're all drinking. But she seemed like she was into Jeffrey. Like, Jeffrey wasn't forcing himself upon her. She was having a good time, I think.
What about her husband? Did he realize what was going on?
A little bit. I don't think he knew exactly what. He kind of thought they were just dancing and stuff. And like I said, he was walking around. I was talking to him. I think they were cool with it. And I think they kind of regret it because they got drunk.
I think I saw the guy at the end of the night and I was getting ready to leave, and it was brought up, Jeffrey and his wife, and he didn't seem too concerned about it at the time.
He was okay with it.
He was okay with it, Anonymous.
They don't have anything to do with it. I mean, you know what? He was upset when he seen all these pictures these wonderful people has posted that has just completely, I mean, it has completely hurt me. Maybe you can blame me for drinking. Maybe you want to blame me for that. Fine, but I was drunk. I don't remember meeting half of you all. I don't remember.
Well, this certainly...
You want to blame me for being drunk? Fine, but I don't remember half of it, and it is not right to just ruin somebody's life like that.
Well, I don't know if it's ruining someone's life. This is the age-old question that people have been wrestling with. If someone has too much to drink and they're at the time they're into it, the next day if they regret it, who's at fault? Is it the guy that's at fault or is it her that's at fault?
That is a good question.
Or both.
But they didn't have sex. What did anything happen other than a little grinding?
I think some making out and some.
But I mean, he does that every weekend. Is your husband really that mad?
Yes, he was mad.
He saw you doing it from what everyone said.
He's not so much now. He's not so much now because we love each other. But he was pissed.
Jeffrey, so watch out if you ever go back there.
This is the guy that said he's going to break all of your teeth out, right, Jeffrey?
That's right.
Well, I don't have much teeth. I don't have much teeth to break out. And
Jeffrey, do you regret it? Or no, you had a good time.
Had a good time, but I regret this one only because I remember telling her, you need to get back to your husband. You don't want to piss him off. And I told her people were filming us, but she said she doesn't remember me telling her that or mention that everyone's whipped their cameras out.
I mean, she was very persistent. I think everyone remembers that.
She was also standing. I mean, she wasn't like Jeffrey didn't. She wasn't laying down on the ground, and Jeffrey started dry humping her.
I did see her fall over in that one video. I saw that.
She fell over, but that. I mean,
and Jeffrey just pretended like she didn't exist because he was talking to a new girl. I mean, for the husband to not know, I just don't know how that's possible. What was he? Where was he? What was he doing? I don't know. It's bizarre. Well, Anonymous, I'm sorry that you're upset.
Sorry.
Hello? Goodbye.
Oh. All right. Goodbye. She's very angry. What do you guys feel about that? I mean, from what I witnessed, I mean, I don't know. I mean, she
was drunk, but she wasn't out of it. Like, she was walking up to Jeffrey. Jeffrey wasn't dragging her around anywhere making her do anything that she didn't want to do.
I mean, she was coming, right, she was pursuing Jeffrey more than Jeffrey was pursuing her.
Yes.
I don't think Jeffrey was pursuing anyone.
So, and it was...
girls were literally throwing themselves at Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Kissing? It was the kissing? It seemed like the other girls were doing a lot worse.
This girl was the top one. This one and the other girl. There was two girls that they were... The heavy petting, the kissing.
Okay.
The heavy petting.
Oh, there's a lot of heavy petting.
Well, there's not... I don't want Jeffrey to be the only guilty party here.
Okay.
I do have video evidence that I want to introduce to you here, if you have RMG TV fired up. Jeffrey is a famous motorboater. You know this. Women like to have Jeffrey motorboat them. He puts his face right in their boobs and goes... Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're known for that?
Yeah.
Here is someone else on the show motorboating a woman Friday night in Kentucky.
Oh, no.
Chocolate Charlie just motorboated a girl.
Glasses off.
Oh, the same move.
Yeah, same move.
I was going to try to beat Jeffrey's record, and then I found out how high his record was that evening, and I said, I can't do this.
Wow.
Too much.
Did you tell your girlfriend?
Yeah, she saw it.
She did?
So she saw this. Your Krista
I mean,
saw
Twitter,
this?
Yeah.
And what did Krista say?
She's not super excited about it. But
she's okay?
She's not super angry. Like, I'm not doing it every weekend. I explained the situation. That was the couple that wanted to have the threesome.
Ah.
So it makes it better. No, they had asked me like...
Yeah, that guy offered... wanted his girlfriend to be banged by one of us.
He said 10 times, motorboat my girlfriend, and I kept saying no over and over and over and over and over again. And then I finally thought, maybe if I do this, they'll stop asking. No, once I did that, then we got into the threesome conversation, and they were nice people.
Where
Good
was
couple.
Snitz in all of this? What was he doing?
I lost him early in the night.
Yeah,
I
lost him too.
Snitz,
when we left the bar, he was already gone.
I stayed in the same spot the whole night, just talking to dudes who love me, and a bunch of people came up too. They own a painting company in Louisville. They were around me, kept on Snapchatting, snitz, and it's like...
He talks to painters, and then Jeffrey...
He's painting girls.
Brandon, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
Hi.
Just want to comment that lady and her husband need to take responsibility of their own actions and not get that drunk if they're just going to have issues.
Well,
and stop blaming Jeffrey for it. They're well, it's well known Jeffrey is Jeffrey, and he does what he does. So it's their own fault.
I'm shocked by these claims after the fact. I mean, who would have known that these people were upset? I thought that they were loving every minute of this while I was there. I recognized absolutely no hesitation or regret that evening. I mean,
and it went on all night. This wasn't a quick 2-minute thing.
And if Jeffrey was doing something wrong, we would stop him immediately. If I thought he was doing something like out of control,
right?
We wouldn't allow him to do anything that's completely out of control. This lady kept pursuing Jeffrey.
So we may not be back to Kentucky as charges are pending against Jeffrey. I'm kidding.
Whatever.
He is renewing his vows. All this will change, right? Once your vows are renewed. Is that correct?
That's the plan.
That's your promise? Let's hear it. Let's just say it definitively that's your promise.
That's my promise.
We'll say it.
Said I promise to be a changed person after I get my vows renewed and try to get back to the type of person that I was before I got into radio.
All right. Well, you can witness these vow renewals if you're caller 30.
Dearly beloved, win your way into the sold-out wedding party of the year.
The more the merrier.
Right now, be caller 30 at 1-866-YO-ROVER. That's 1-866-967-6837. And get an invitation for you and your plus one to witness Holy Moses matrimony.
Holy Moses!
With Jeffrey and Mary Elizabeth.
Still married to her, so I'm rolling with it.
Happening Saturday, November 18th at the House of Blues.
Cheaper to keep her.
More chances to win all week in the 7 and 8 o'clock hours. Brought to you by Christie's Cabaret and Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we will see you at House of Blues. If you are caller 30, you're joining us at the sold-out Holy Moses matrimony Saturday, November 18th. The tickets are compliments of Christie's Cabaret. The whole event is brought to you by Coors Light. When we return, we have the news, the shizzy. What do you have coming up, Doogie?
Oh, God. Somebody was charged with possession of marijuana. A celebrity. Who was it? I'll tell you coming up next.
We'll get to that. That seems like that would sort of happen every day. Like a celebrity with marijuana. Is that?
It's not, though.
Is that anything big?
It's a politician celebrity or something, but a normal celebrity.
We will get to the news right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Morning Glory supports a climate's right to choose. Gay warming, bans on assault marriage, and background checks for women's rights.
Where's the outrage over that?
Now back to the show.
We have the shizzy coming up in just a moment. The news, what do you have on the way, Doogie?
If you have RNG TV, you need to fire up right now, because I have a picture of a fat Charlie. This is
fat Charlie.
News story where somebody has taken Charlie's face and put it on their face. I'll explain, but you want to see the picture next.
All right, we will get to that in just a moment. We will have more tickets to give away to Holy Moses Matrimony all this week in the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour. It's Eastern time for those in other time zones. 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock hours. Tickets to the sold-out Holy Moses Matrimony Saturday, November 18th at House of Blues, presented by Coors Light. The tickets are provided by Christie's Cabaret. After then, all of this, no more Jeffrey out on the loose, out on the town.
He's going to stay in 7 days a week, staying at home.
JLR GPS, it's amazing. It caught him right, you know, we get back Saturday night. He's out with that old lady, just catches him out at the bar with her.
What'd you do with the old lady?
Well, we just went out, had a couple of drinks. That was it.
Okay, that's You're still married. I mean, did you kiss her?
No, I didn't kiss her.
You've kissed her before, though, right?
Not this time around.
But you have before.
Before, but not this time around.
Did you pick her up?
I picked her up. We went to this place that's called the Tavern at Twin Lakes.
Oh,
and
talk slut.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had a couple of drinks, took in a couple of innings of the ball game, then I took her home, then I went home.
And then did you go in her house when you dropped her off?
No.
Oh, what a liar. You're such a liar.
Did you go in or not?
No. You dropped her off at her house and...
Did you walk her to the front door?
Well, yeah, I walked her up to the front door and
You didn't go inside. You're lying.
Didn't go inside this time.
Did you kiss her goodbye?
Yeah, on the cheek.
Ooh.
Okay, so you're just lying, left and right.
Did you strike out?
Huh?
Did you strike out?
What do you mean, strike out?
With her. You went...
No, nothing happened. Nothing inappropriate happened.
How many dates has this been?
So it's...
How many dates have you been on with her?
I've hung out with her a couple of times.
More than a couple.
Not many.
Like 10, 15 times. You still haven't gotten anything?
No.
Lori, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. This is Jeffrey's old lady.
Oh, here she is. I don't think... Has she been on the show before? Never on the show.
Are you calling from your jitterbug? Because it sounds awful.
Wow.
Never called before.
All right,
and
so...
I'm calling on Jeffrey's behalf.
All right, you're calling on Jeffrey's behalf. So Jeffrey gets back into town, and instead of spending any time with the wife and kids, he directly goes out on a date with you that night. This is again. Remember, he was gone 2.5 weeks. He flies back into town. He gets to the airport and Lori picks him up and they go out on a date.
Get the story straight. I picked him and Dieter up. I drove him back to the radio station, dropped Dieter off, and then we went out for a drink, and then he went home.
Wait, with Dieter? Dieter went out with a drink? For a drink?
No. I dropped Dieter off at the radio station, and I even said to him, I will wait to make sure your car starts. And he said, oh, no, I have to go in to the station to do some work.
Yeah, but then you went on a date with Jeffrey after that. I mean, that's the important part. Yeah. Jeffrey didn't go home. He went on a date with you.
No, he spent the whole day with his wife and kids. And then
No. He couldn't have because he'd been gone 2.5 weeks.
Her dementia's kicking in.
But listen, all we did is we went out for a quick drink. I took him back to the radio station. He got in his car. But actually what he forgot to tell you guys is on our way back to the radio station, he called Mary Elizabeth. And she asked him to bring her home some teriyaki or
peppered beef jerky. He did tell us that.
We were just surprised that after being
gone for 2.5 weeks that he doesn't go straight home. He goes out to a bar with you after landing at the airport at 11 o'clock at night. He just goes out on a date.
I know, but you're blowing it out of proportion because we only went out for one drink, and I mean, we weren't even gone like an hour. And then I took him back to his car.
He just got home from Vegas. He was gone for 2 weeks.
I understand, but we went for a quick drink, and then he went home. But when he called Mary Elizabeth, she knew he was with me.
He told Mary Elizabeth that he was with you?
Absolutely. Here's another little thing that Mr. Jeffrey, he doesn't want to tell you guys because he feels you guys blow everything out of proportion. But something else you don't know is I personally met Mary Elizabeth and her kids.
Uh-huh.
And the kids.
Has Jeffrey met your great-grandchildren yet?
No. But you know what? You know what? I will match my physical health against yours, Rover, any day. Any day. You might call me an old lady.
How old are you, Lori?
I am exactly 20 years older than Jeffrey.
67?
She could take you down, Rover.
Oh, yeah.
In a race? You do a foot race?
She could take me down, with a broken hip. That's when she goes down.
Oh, no. No, you're the one that's going to need a walker before I do.
Oh!
Trust me.
Now,
it's on.
So Jeffrey...
It's on.
So Jeffrey, tell me what you guys did in your at your place Saturday night. So Jeffrey and you go out to a bar, and then you go back to your place. What do you guys talk about?
Actually, you have somebody took a video of us at the bar.
Yeah.
We were Twin Lakes, and I mean, it was a blast because across the street, or across the lake, this guy has like, I guess, a lot of money. He had fireworks that were better than the 4th of July. So I was teasing Jeffrey. I said, yeah, I ordered those especially for you for your birthday.
Did it remind you of when you were watching the War of 1812?
I was going to say the original 4th of July, which he was the one for.
We're over. I'd say something, but I have to be nice. It's too early in the morning.
Now, so tell me, what did you and Jeffrey talk about when you guys went back to your place after that Saturday night?
And we did come back here, and his daughter called, and he told her he was with me, and he would be leaving, you know, or he would be home like in 45 minutes to an hour. Because I live in Streetsboro, and it's no hop, skip, and a jump to get from here to Lakewood.
So what did you guys do? Just watch a little TV, or what did you guys do?
No, I turned the game on again because I am a big sports fan.
So let me just pause right here there because, Lori, this is about how much of all these stories I believe. Zero. Because Jeffrey just told us that he didn't go into your house.
Oh,
no, I didn't go in there.
Well,
no, we didn't go inside.
What do you
no,
say about that, Jeffrey?
No, I didn't do that. So
your old lady just called you out.
Yeah.
As a liar.
You're a big, fat liar.
Well, we went in. Yeah,
no,
we went,
you just said you didn't go in. You said, no, we didn't go in.
Which one?
You're a big liar.
A liar. A liar.
Jeffrey, quiet for a minute. You know why? Because you always make a mountain out of a molehill. I understand how Jeffrey might be with, you know, all these girls motorboating. Well, trust me. I'm, you know, when I come to the wedding, because I already have tickets, you will see that there's no way Jeffrey can motorboat me. So...
What do you mean? Why can't he motorboat you?
Because her boobs are like raisins. They're
saggy?
67.
Oh, screw you, Rover. I just have never been big busted.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
But you know what? Small things come in are good packages, you know?
It's just something like that. Like that. Whatever that's saying.
My relationship with Jeffrey is not what you guys think.
You've made out with him.
I did not make out with him. What is your term of making out?
Have you kissed him on the lips?
Have you kissed Jeffrey?
I have kissed Jeffrey on the cheek. We've hugged. But what I...
No, this is another lie, both of them. The two liars. They're made for each other.
You never kissed him on the mouth. A peck.
Never.
No, he's admitted that he's made out with her. He's admitted that.
It was St. Patrick's Day. They were doing it, too.
Oh, yeah! Is that the first time you met her?
See, tell us about St. Patrick's Day.
No, go back to St. Patrick's Day. I was sitting on a bar stool, and the picture that you guys have, when he leaned me back on the bar stool, you couldn't see my face, and we were pretending to kiss.
pretending to kiss.
But at any rate, let me go back to your answer. When he brought me back home, what I did is I said, Jeffrey, you have to come in because I have something for you. And so when he came in, I had bought him a six-pack of beer. I had cut up oranges because he likes that Blue Moon. I got him a birthday card. And in the birthday card, I had a $20 lottery ticket.
Oh.
But he didn't win on the lottery ticket, sorry.
Uh-huh.
And then his daughter called and...
saying, you know, Daddy, where are you? You've been out of town. I thought you were coming home.
No, he said he was at Lori's house, and she said, okay, Daddy. I mean, because I've met his kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they know who I am. And then before he left, I said, oh, I have something for the kids, and I had made them... filled a big bag of Halloween candy, and on the candy bag, I said, you know, happy Halloween, and I put both their names on it, and I said, make sure you share with Mom. And then he left, and that was that.
Well, so, he's already lied about all of that, then. Why'd you lie about all that, then, Jeffrey?
I don't know.
But you did. I think it's because there's no repercussions to his lies whatsoever. I mean, it's just there's no need to tell the truth.
No, there was, like I told Jeffrey, I said, he needs to be honest with you because when he's not, he just never knows what to say because no matter what he says, you guys are going to tweak it to however you want to tweak it.
Kind of like he was tweaking nipples in Louisville over the weekend. So you've never kissed Jeffrey?
Absolutely not.
Uh-huh.
I have never, we've never lip locked. Okay. Never.
Uh-huh. Jeffrey, why'd you tell us then that you've made out with her?
I have no idea. That's
weird things to lie about.
Yeah, you lie about going to her house. No, I didn't go in, which apparently is more innocent. But then you do say that you made out with her. Why would you? He's like lying in reverse.
I don't know. I don't know why I do the stuff I do. Like I said, I'm sorry to say, when it comes to situations like this, my mind is a little dyslexic.
Right, right.
So half the time, I don't even know what the hell I'm saying.
Rover, you're not even believing what I'm telling you. So you seem to believe more. If Jeffrey tells you the truth, you're not going to believe him anyway.
I knew he was lying. I knew he was lying about going into your house. That's how I walked both of you right into the story. And you tell us, yes, I was in. He was in my house. We were watching the game. I was had beer for him. I didn't believe that. And look, I was right.
Been in my house three times.
Only three times.
And
does anyone believe that?
No, I can't believe Jeffrey goes out. Like, I understand Jeffrey, like, chicks that are close, but she's 45 minutes away. To go pick her up, that's 45 minutes. And then you only spend an hour with her? I find all this to be hard to believe.
Oh, they spent more than an hour. That's ridiculous. That's crazy.
Exactly. We did spend more than this last time. We did spend more time because we went down to Twin Lakes, which is.
Well, they must be getting free beer there or something.
They
get a free round for every plug that they make.
Wow.
So how long did you spend at this bar?
I would have to say maybe, let's see, he had two beers. I had one. We were talking with the owner. We were watching the game. They had these fireworks across the lake.
That's not the question. The question is, how long did you spend at the bar?
I'd maybe say an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. How long did you guys then stay at your house?
He only stayed at my house, like, not even a half hour. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't have a beer when he came back.
So
he
half
had
hour.
Before when he came to pick me up before we left.
Oh, you guys hung out in the house for a while before he left?
They didn't drink. Didn't drink, though.
I was originally trying to find the game, and I couldn't find it. So when we went to the bar, and the guy told me what station it was on, and then when we came back is when I found the, you know, I knew what station the game was on. We watched it. I mean, he wasn't here a half hour because, like I said, you know, his daughter called. I gave him the bag of candy, and he left. So, but he is, I mean, I just need to really clarify this in your mind. And I really don't even have to do that.
What did you clarify? You haven't clarified anything. You clarified he's a liar. That is crystal clear now.
I didn't clarify that. You're the one that already said he was a liar.
Right, and you backed up me believing he's a liar because
you caught him in a lie.
Because I caught him in a lie.
Well, but why is that, Rover? Because you don't believe him if he's telling you the truth anyway.
Because he lies every time he opens his mouth. Everything he says is a lie, so why would we believe him when he's telling the truth?
But think about the source who he's lying to. Who does he always lie to? You. Because
he lies to everyone. He lies. He lies to all sorts of people, not just me.
Maybe fortunately for me, I haven't seen that side because I have to be 100% honest. I'm 67. You make a big deal of that. But along with age comes wisdom. And I look at him and I think He's a very intelligent guy. He might make some stupid.
She is senile now.
But that is part of your show. You know, you make a mockery of a lot of things. And so I think in his mind, he's come to expect that that's part of the show with you. And I have seen nothing from him that would tell me that he has ever lied to me. I've met his wife. I've met his kids.
Okay, we'll see you at the wedding.
Yes, all right.
Bye.
All right, thank you, Lori. All right, that's Lori the old lady. Take her number down, Nad. So
we got just, it.
Got it.
Okay, all right, thank you. Sounds good.
Who is she bringing to the wedding?
Her son and his girlfriend.
Doogie, are you ready for a quick shizzy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Right now, police in Tampa Bay area, they're nervous to say a serial killer is on the loose because if you say that, that implies that there's one person that they're looking for. Right now, three deaths all within a certain radius. It's very similar to each other. And
well, they say they're related, so that would mean a serial killer, right?
But they're trying, they don't know. I saw the police chief talk about it, and they're saying they're keeping their options open. They don't want people to look for one person. They're trying to piece this. The crimes are similar, and everyone's on edge. They said, if you go out, do not walk out alone. Try to stay in. They're trying to figure out how these three people are connected and who's doing this. So everyone's on edge. This is a story I teased. There's a guy by the name of Pat Hardison. He's a volunteer fireman, and he's received the world's most extensive face transplant 2 years ago. So he was burned beyond recognition while he was battling a house fire back 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And in August of 2015, he received a face transplant covering his skull and most of his neck. The big reveal, there's a picture. RMG TV, who does he look like?
Fat Chocolate Charlie.
That's Fat Charlie.
So, wait, these face transplant people are using my face to get
as
to
a
people?
Guy. Right, yeah.
Yes, he looks amazing. I mean, he looks real. Imagine.
Is there a before picture to see, or do they have one? Or I don't know if they released it.
Whoa! Oh, dude, look at his face. It's all melted, and oh, my God, that's insane.
Wow. I can't. Wow. It really does look great.
Wow.
And it's so sad, but he does look like a fat chocolate Charlie. So he's come a long way for sure. The World Series is set. Matchup for the big game is set after the Houston Astros defeated the New York Yankees 4-0, game 7. So the Astros will now meet the Dodgers starting tomorrow night, 5 p.m. Pacific time at Dodger Stadium. Corey Feldman's in the news, and he was charged with possession. So he's all over the news regarding accusations about being sexually abused as a child with everything that's happened with Harvey Weinstein and everything along those lines.
He's charged with possession of what?
Marijuana.
Oh, okay.
His bus was pulled over Saturday night for exceeding the speed limit. How does he have a bus? And they say that Feldman, who's 46 years old, was driving under suspension. And after that, he was transported to the police department. The arresting officer.
He's driving his own bus?
Yeah. How big is his bus?
Can't afford a driver.
That's a little bullshit.
Officer noticed the scent of marijuana and searched the vehicle. So, and then finally, I think you were gone when this story broke, and I don't think we've talked about it. Did you know that Julia Louis-Dreyfus has breast cancer? She was diagnosed with breast cancer. Did you guys see this?
Yeah. That was came out a couple weeks ago.
Right. So we never talked about it, but she just put on social media that she completed her second round of chemotherapy, and she shared a photo of herself for the first time revealing her breast cancer diagnosis. So she has two down, her second round. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Want Rover's Morning Glory on your phone? There's an app for that. Use the RMG app to stream audio and video. Access your RMG Plus account and more. Download it today for free in the App Store.
Corey Feldman says he was not arrested for marijuana possession.
charged.
He said that.
Driving under suspension and speeding is why they took him in, but then they smelled pot.
He was charged with misdemeanor, possession of marijuana, driving under suspension. But he says on Twitter, he says, I was not arrested or put in jail. I received a misdemeanor in Louisiana due to a member of my crew having medical marijuana with a legal California prescription. Well, you should know that that's only valid in California then. I had nothing on me but was charged because it's my bus. Also, five others were charged due to having legal medicines without their particular bottles. No illegal or street drugs were found on the bus at all, which is why nobody spent the night in jail. However, we were promised that these charges could all be dropped with proof of proper scripts. It was a good old shakedown. After we paid them in cash, they asked for pictures and autographs and then called the local paper to do interviews. So he claims he was not arrested, although sounds like he was arrested.
Right.
I mean, would they have just allowed you to leave?
What was the cash?
No? Okay, then you're arrested.
Right.
I don't know what the guy's talking about. All right, let me take a quick break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
You might be fat, but look at the bright side. It makes you harder to kidnap.
Just forget it.
Yep, you'll get hours of positivity listening to Rover's Morning Glory.
Earlier on the show, a guy called in. He was at an event that the show did on Friday night, and he was upset that Jeffrey was dancing and making out with his wife. I thought the guy might be playing it up a little bit of how angry he was just to bust Jeffrey's balls, but apparently he wasn't playing it up at all. And then the woman called in, said she was very angry. And so I was thinking about that, and I went back and I looked at some of the video, even video that we didn't air. And I have to say that she was a 100% willing participant in this. In fact, in multiple videos that I see, the two of them are just standing there, and she leans in and starts kissing Jeffrey.
So she's starting it. She's starting the kissing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how's a guy supposed to be at fault for that, really? I get it if he was pulling a Harvey Weinstein and he was like, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Just come into the room. Come into the room, please, please. If you heard that audio tape of Harvey Weinstein basically begging a girl to go into his hotel room. It's really pathetic. But there was none of that going on. So this hashtag, maybe she'll use the hashtag Me Too. This hashtag Me Too has been popular for the past week or so. In the wake of the Harvey Weinstein scandal, this is the movie producer who was taking advantage of women. Or at a minimum, he was being a creep and using his position of power in order to try to sleep with women. At worst, he was, you know, accusations that he was raping women. So other women have now come forward. And they are outing a guy named James Toback. He is a movie director. Now,
I don't know that name.
No, I don't know him either. Here's a photo of him. Another big fat guy. None of these guys are good looking. They're big fat guys.
Did you guys know this man?
No.
Never heard of him.
I've never heard of this guy.
Movies, though.
But he's been making movies for 30 years. Even the movies that he mentions, one of his opening lines, this was pretty much a standard opening line with girls. My name's James Toback. I'm a movie director. Have you ever seen Black and White or Two Girls and a Guy? And no, who has? So then he would carry around with him like newspaper clippings or DVDs with anything that he could use to prove that he was a movie director. He had an Oscar nomination for writing the movie Bugsy. Do you remember that with Warren Beatty?
Yeah.
He directed Robert Downey Jr. in three different movies. What movies those are?
The Pickup Artist. Do you know that one?
Yeah, Molly Ringwald.
That's his.
Two Girls and a Guy Robert Downey Jr. was in, too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Snitzer, do you know who this guy is?
I've seen him, but, I mean, I don't know his work, yeah.
Huh.
Well, then he would meet girls. He would just meet them. He could meet them in line at a Starbucks, and he just turned to him and go, I'm James Toback. I'm a movie director. Have you ever seen Black and White or Two Girls and One Guy, whatever the hell is that, whatever stupid-ass movie.
No, I've not seen it.
No, but he would then tell them stuff like, I made these stars. You could really, you could be a star. And he would offer proof. He'd pull out newspaper clippings or articles or whatever the hell. And then he would try to get them back to his hotel room or somewhere where he would try to sleep with these women.
Wait, he carried around these clippings and stuff?
Oh, yeah,
like in a portfolio or something?
If he had a sport coat on, he'd reach into his sport coat jacket and pull out a newspaper clipping. That's when you go, oh, this guy has a mental illness. Yeah. You know, only weird people do that, carry around. Could you imagine if I just carried around some sort of article clipping of the show? Maybe we were in a newspaper or a magazine or something like that, and I just ripped the paper out, fold it up, put it into my wallet so that I could just go up to chicks. Hi, I'm Rover. I'm on the radio. Ever hear Rover's Morning Glory? No. Pull out your wallet. Uncrinkle this piece
Check
of paper.
This out.
Look at this, honey.
That's me.
Let me read you some of these accounts of women. Now, 38 women have come
38?
forward. 38 women have come forward to accuse him of sexual harassment.
Oh, wow.
That was quick.
Wow.
You just hear about this guy and 38 women?
Yeah.
Like Harvey Weinstein, they came out over time, didn't they? Over a couple of days, they'd add to the list.
Wow, right. That's a lot.
Well, the LA Times talked to 38 women. 31 of them agreed to go on the record with their name and all of that. The other 7 wanted to be anonymous. I just want to read you some of the accounts from some of these women because it is so weird. And some of the women you would know. Do you remember the band Veruca Salt?
Oh, yeah. They had one hit, right?
They had at least. They had 2 songs, but one was a big hit. I think, was it Sealer? Yeah, that was it. Yeah, this was their. God, you remember this song?
Oh, yeah.
They still play this on the radio? This station probably does. They still play this?
I think somewhere, for sure. I hear this every once in a while.
Well, let me find her account. Louise Post is one of the members of Veruca Salt. She met James Toback in 1987 while attending Barnard College. He told me he'd love nothing more than to masturbate while looking into my eyes. Whoa. Going to his apartment has been the source of shame for the past 30 years that I allowed myself to be so gullible. And all of these women pretty much have the same story. He would have his credentials handy when he introduced himself to women. He would bring them up and say, look, I want to cast you in a movie, but I have to know, are you able to have a sex scene on camera? And they'd be like, okay. And he'd be like, well, you have to prove it. Take off all your clothes right now.
Let's walk through one now.
And the chicks were like,
In this scene, I masturbate, so let's go through it.
Oh, no.
Here's a woman who says, the more time you spend with him, the weirder it gets until it's like just one giant red flag, said Los Angeles radio reporter Anna Scott. Scott was an 18-year-old senior. This is all from the LA Times. She was an 18-year-old senior at Manhattan's Hunter College High School when Toback approached her at a deli across the street from her campus. He told her that he was working on a movie called Black and White and that it starred boxer Mike Tyson, and he was casting complete unknowns. He asked her if she was interested in acting. And, of course, you know, you're an 18-year-old chick. You go, okay. So he invited her to a taping of the Charlie Rose show where he was part of a panel. And after the taping, he told her that they could talk more about the movie. As they walked around the streets of Midtown Manhattan, the conversation quickly veered into sexual territory, including questions about masturbation and pubic hair. It was disgusting and embarrassing, Scott said. I tried to extricate myself from it without causing a scene. Instead, Toback steered her into a restaurant where he told her, you have to be ready to turn yourself completely over to me. And that's when she ran out. Another woman he approached at a Kinko's in 2003, he pulled out a DVD copy of Two Girls and a Guy, one of his movies, and told her that he'd like to cast her in his next movie. He said he felt an instant connection to her. This is the Jeffrey LaRocque of movie directors. I mean, Jeffrey, yeah, you ever hear of the Rover's Morning Glory?
Pulls out his phone and starts showing videos.
Rover, do you want about the girl from As the World Turns? You read that one?
Not yet.
Okay.
He convinced her to go to a hotel room because, you know, he felt this real connection with her. Once inside the hotel room, he told her to take off her clothes.
Oh.
She refused. He then berated her, saying if she couldn't reveal herself to him in the hotel room, how would she be able to act in a provocative sex scene in front of an entire movie crew?
Oh, no.
So she gave in and removed her clothes. After he commented on her body, he knelt down before her and began to vigorously rub his groin against her. I asked him, are you trying to get yourself off? And he said, absolutely. She jumped out of her chair, grabbed her clothes, and ran.
Absolutely.
Now, the one that he's talking about, As the World Turns, there's an actress. Her name is Terry Kahn. She was 23 years old at the time. She was already acting on the soap show As the World Turns. And he approached her on the street. And again, with the same
spiel.
Yes, yes, yes. So he asked her to meet him in Central Park to discuss his process. And he took her to an area that was somewhat secluded, but there were people just a few yards away. And he told her that the best way to get to know someone is to see their soul. And the way you can see someone's soul is to look into their eyes when they're experiencing orgasm. He then knelt before her and began humping her leg, telling her to look into his eyes. I was shocked and frozen and didn't know what to do, she said. I thought if I resisted, it could get worse. He could overpower me. He quickly ejaculated into his khakis, got up, and asked her to meet for dinner later to continue the process.
Oh, my God.
Was he a dog humping her leg?
That seemed to be his move. Yeah, he did a lot of leg humping.
Isn't that incredible?
Oh, wow.
Then another woman. Another woman he tried to do that with in the hotel room, and she left. And as she left, he's like, don't worry about it. You got the part. he gave her the part in the movie, and then as they were on set, there was a close-up shot where it's just her face, and he was a few feet away looking into the monitor where where you could see what the camera is seeing. And so she heard him grunting as they did this close-up on her face, and he masturbated while...
On set?
Yes.
Onto that camera screen?
Yes.
How did nobody stop him?
There are people around?
The crew, he in the middle of it, he told the crew, take 15.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, that's creepy.
One woman... 23 years ago, who wants to remain anonymous, still fears for her safety after Toback humped her leg in his office until he ejaculated in his pants. That's like his. Bang. That's how he does it.
That's just, that's a mess. Why would you do that? Like how, the cleanup after.
I mean, why would you do that? Period.
No, right.
But like Weinstein did it into a plant,
right?
So there's no mess.
Right, the plant takes over.
Yeah.
This guy, you got your pants, your underwear. Where do you go from there?
Another well-known actress who wants to remain anonymous had a similar experience in back in 2000. She thought she was going to do an audition, but they went to the, I think, up to the hotel room. And he said that, you know, you need to remove your clothes. And she said, well, I'm uncomfortable with that. He goes, that's the whole point of this exercise. So she took off her sweater. She started to cry. She stumbled through the monologue that he had given her.
Oh, I feel bad.
He then brought up all the famous people he had worked with, boasting about how he made their careers. She wanted to leave, but he blocked the hotel room door. He told her that he needed to ejaculate, and she had to help him. People who go against me, he said, I know people that hurt people. Then he asked if she would have sex with him. She said no. Would she masturbate him? She said no. She went for the door, but he told her that he couldn't let her go unless he had a sexual release. All she needed to do was pinch his nipples and look into his eyes, and he would press himself against her and ejaculate into his pants. She felt she had no choice, and it was happening, she tried to look away, but he grabbed her head and made her stare into his eyes. How weird is that?
That's creepy.
This is the weirdest thing ever.
But how strange is it that he got away with that for 30 years?
Everybody does in Hollywood.
But Weinstein's like a powerful guy, and I could see you don't want to go against him for some reason. I can understand the thinking why it took so long, but this guy's a nobody.
Did they tell?
But he made a bunch of movies.
In the 80s.
Sure, but hey, I mean, I
what are these accounts from? They're from the 80s, or they...
No, they were right back into...
Recently.
They were up until recently. He claims that's not possible. I haven't been able to ejaculate for the past 22 years because I have diabetes. That's his defense on this. Let me see what his last movie was.
Well, you remember that Tyson movie in 2008 when Tyson was talking to the camera and he started to cry?
Yeah, I do.
Did we see that? Yeah, that was a good one. He made that.
He made that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the last one I remember him from.
Harvard Man?
Oh, I don't know that.
I just don't know any of this guy's movies.
He's written on a few recently. He wrote on The Gambler with Mark Wahlberg in 2014.
That was horrible. That was a horrible movie.
Oh, blame James Toback, but...
Was too busy masturbating to write anything good.
If guys... I mean, this has got to be unusual, right? This is just...
I mean, that's extreme, don't you think?
I get the whole sexual harassment thing, but this is taking it to... I mean, he's humping their legs.
Having them pinch his nipples.
Eyes. Pinch my nipples. Look into my eyes. I mean, well, so the stories continue. Where will this...
You think there's going to be more?
Yes.
I don't know. What happens is something like this, everyone's focused on it for 30 days, and then everyone's attention shifts elsewhere. So... this may continue for a while, but you know how short attention spans are.
Who's going to be the next one, you think?
Spielberg?
Oh.
No.
I think nobody has a story about him?
I don't think so.
He's been married.
But Harvey was married. Harvey Weinstein was married.
Yeah.
All this time, though?
Jeffrey's married.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that have? Just because you're married doesn't mean you can't do this kind of stuff. If you are listening to the show on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. You can also watch on Apple TV with the Rover Radio app. For everyone else, we will be right back after this with the news, the shizzy, our last news of the day. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Life is full of heartache, misery, failure. So is Rover's Morning Glory.
This is bad in every sense.
Now back to the show.
Try not to kill yourself.
We'll get to the shizzy, the news, in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Dr. Phil might be in a little bit of trouble. I'll tell you what he's up to. We haven't heard much from him lately. I'll tell you what happened to him next.
All right. Jason, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
So listen, you know, I've been listening to all this Weinstein talk lately, and this morning, you know, everybody's like, how does he do that? You know, like, it's so weird. It's so weird. It's not that weird. He's a sexual deviant. He's a sexual addict. He's addicted to the idea of getting off, of ejaculating. So at whatever cost he gets that is whatever cost it takes to get there. You know, if you're a crackhead, you don't think it's odd that you break into your mother's house and steal her stereo so you can get off. You just do it. And so if you're a sex addict or you're addicted to ejaculating, you do it at whatever cost. And when you're a powerful, wealthy man like Weinstein was, you can do it on much bigger levels than the average Joe.
So you think that there should be more sympathy for Harvey Weinstein?
It's not, no, not sympathy. Just, I feel like you guys are so baffled at the idea that how could he do that? That's so weird. It's not that weird if you think about it. It's just not that weird.
I think it's weird. I also think it's weird you could do it for 30 years and no one would, you know, that you could get away with it for 30 years.
It's morbid. It's morbid that he took advantage of women in order to do it. But it's not weird that he does it to get himself off. He has an addiction and he needs to feed that addiction. And just, it's just like anybody who's addicted to drugs or alcohol or food or sex. We treat all of those with
kid gloves, don't we? Oh, if you're addicted to food, oh, don't call anyone obese. Don't fat shame. Oh, you're addicted to drugs. We can't fire you. We have to put you into a program. It's not their fault. I mean, how many times have I heard from people? It's not my fault. I'm an addict. It's just, you know, I'm predisposed to this genetically or whatever. So why not Harvey Weinstein? Why shouldn't we have the same sympathy for him that everyone demands of all these other addicts?
Because he committed an illegal act when he took advantage of these girls, just like this.
But he couldn't help it. He's an addict.
Yeah, but if you're a drug addict and you go steal somebody's stereo, it doesn't matter. You still stole a stereo. You committed a crime.
Right, and there's repercussions. And Harvey has repercussions. He should be treated with, the law should deal with him as they should any other criminal.
All right, so let's just use our phone screener, Nads, as an example, because any addict story has to revolve around him.
Mm. Yep.
So he's busted countless times for, you know, DUIs and drug possession and all this kind of crap.
Yeah.
And they pretty much let him off. Time after time after time.
That's debatable, but okay.
Well, you're here. You're not in jail.
That's correct. I'm not in jail.
Never went to jail.
If he had done that to women, and he broke the law a lot, right? He broke the law. So if he had done that to women, mm-hmm. and his excuse was, oh, I'm just a sex addict, do you think he would be sitting here answering phones for us?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
There's innocent victims involved. No.
there are innocent victims of other things that you did as well. You could run into someone. You could, you know, God don't, only knows
I mean,
what
I don't
addicts
know
could
the
do.
Extent, I don't know the extent of his DUIs or his drug offenses, but, you know, if he's had multiple DUIs, I believe it's four DUIs and it's a felony and you go to jail. So, if you know, if he got busted with cocaine, he would have been in jail. If he got busted with a small bag of weed, he would have paid a fine and gone to court. So, I mean, there's a lot of different variables there. I don't know all the details. And Harvey, he broke the law. He should be treated as a criminal on that side of it. But on the other side, the rehabilitative side, there are options for him to get rehabilitated from his disease, from his addiction. And he just doesn't want to. He hasn't owned up to it yet. He hasn't come to realization that I'm an addict, or maybe he has, but he just doesn't care and he doesn't want to do anything about it. He's too wealthy and he has too much money to worry about it. You know,
well,
supposedly
he's in rehab in Arizona, but reports are he's not in rehab. He's at like some spa. He's just hiding out.
Yeah,
so
he probably is. I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's hanging out in a bathrobe in a room full of, you know, people. I mean, who knows? But I just wanted to state that if you think about it in the terms of he's an addict, it isn't that weird the things he does. There are people that do much, much, much more bizarre things to get themselves off when it comes to a sexual addiction, just as they do when it comes to drugs. People go through great lengths to feed their addiction.
Wow.
You know, and it just...
I don't know if that's what it is. If it's... I don't know if I agree with that.
Would you call him a predator?
Yeah, I think that the guy is more just, he has power and money, and he can get away with whatever it is he wants. If there were no consequences, a lot of people would do probably bad things.
I do.
You don't think so?
There's a lot of people that have power and money and fame, and they don't do bad things.
Or they don't get caught.
Right.
I think... Even if there was a law where you could do that, I think a lot of people know right from wrong. You were raised better than that.
Are you ready for the shizzy doozy?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Record-breaking heat and fierce Santa Ana winds. They're forecast for portions of Southern California today and tomorrow, which would help fan and make this even worse. These wildfires.
Fires are still going on out there.
Flare up, yep. They say the duration, the strength, and the widespread nature of this type of wind, it's just bad news all the way around. So they're nervous about today and tomorrow with what's going to happen. A judge gave Flint city officials until today to choose a long-term drinking water supply source for the city that provides residents with safe water. City council members have pushed to treat raw water from Karanandi Water Authority, which is a mid-Michigan agency, but there's a U.S. district judge that noted the city's water treatment plant hasn't proved up to the task to make that happen. So they've got to today a deadline. Have you seen,
you
probably
want to make sure you get this one right.
Well, they have to. Have you seen any, I'm sure you don't watch it. There are commercials running for a Flint water movie. I don't know if it's on Lifetime.
Lifetime movie, yeah.
Is it?
Was it called Flint?
Yes. You have seen it. It's just called Flint. It looks really good. Looks really good.
It's on Lifetime. How good?
Yeah, we know how the story goes. I mean, it's no mystery. We know exactly what happened.
They put it into the movie aspect.
Yeah.
So, six companies across the U.S., including Whole Foods Market, Meijer, Albertsons, those are just some of them. They've issued dozens of food recalls since Friday due to potential listeria contaminations. And these are for fresh vegetables. They're recalling packaged vegetables. Listeria concerns. They're, you know, when you buy the fresh, instead of buying like cabbage and then you clean it and you make it, sometimes they have it packaged already. It's more expensive because it cuts out all the work. But just look to see if you do have fresh vegetables. Verify this news story because it could get you sick.
Right.
Also, breaded shrimp they're going to recall.
Are they?
And I thought about Jeffrey. His wife loves eating shrimp and shrimp tails.
Shrimp tails.
So they eat them at home or not. Jeffrey, you ever buy breaded shrimp to bring home? Where is he?
No, my wife doesn't eat shrimp tails.
Oh. We were at... But does she eat them at home?
No.
You ever buy? Okay.
She and never if we get shrimp, we get the ones with the kind you put in salads or the kind that doesn't have the tails on it.
I was at lunch and Charlie was at lunch. We both witnessed it.
I might even have video of it somewhere of her eating shrimp tails.
Tails, because oh, they're so good. They're so crunchy. She's like, I'm eating these tails.
Why are they recalling these? Right?
I don't know. I just heard it on the overhead. It said breaded shrimp also being recalled. All I was right. Like, oh, I got to ask Jeffrey.
Well, we haven't had that since that lunchtime.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's this new thing. Every phrase you say, he repeats it back to you in the most annoying voice.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And the...
Yeah?
Okay, the issue here?
Any issue here?
Just trying to be different.
Go on, Dougie.
You want to talk a little football?
Sure.
Talk about your Browns?
Oh, wow.
0-7?
I was there yesterday.
Oh, did you go to it?
Yeah. Zero touchdowns. Great game.
Yeah, but we had how many chances to win? You kick a field goal, you win. We can't kick a field goal. No, then what happened? But we did kick a field goal. We went to overtime.
Correct. There was interceptions galore.
Yeah. Switching quarterbacks left and right. Yep.
Did you see that? The coach didn't know that DeShone Kizer was out late the night before, and the press told him.
It was Friday night, and I don't think that's a big deal. I mean, he's a young kid going out, and there was other Browns with him.
I do.
Are you kidding? Friday night,
so if you're going out drinking, that's only one day before the game. That's a problem. You can't do that.
I agree
with you. When you're getting paid that kind of money, you have the off season to go out and drink and party.
You want to go out that night of the game, like Sunday you play. You want to go out that night because usually you have Mondays off. Mm-hmm. The next Sundays you have Monday and Tuesday off. You have a good game. That's fine, but not leading up to it because I'm still hurting. I drink Friday night. I'm still hurting 2 days later. It still messes with your body if you're drinking that hard.
I agree with you 100%. They've got to get rid of this coach.
I was thinking, like, you don't cut him now, though, because...
Why not?
It's too much for the new coach to come in and handle. I think you do it towards the end, so he has like two or three games, get his feet wet.
No, I don't think you even bring in a new coach right away. I think you
fire
this guy. You have an interim coach that comes in. Look, the rest of your season, it's garbage. I mean, I could coach the team, okay? I have no experience. I don't know diddly squat about football. Make me the interim coach.
Who could win in one game, I bet.
It couldn't be any worse.
Who's going to take that job, though?
Well, I mean, pay $3 million, anybody will take it.
Sure, and you take the job because you know that when you're fired, you do a four-year contract, you get fired a year and a half in, and you're going to get paid for two and a half years.
Same scenario, somebody with no experience. Like, you're going to take somebody that, he was an assistant coach.
Have experience.
Yeah, he coached the Raiders.
This is the first guy in how long? I mean, how many coaches have we gone through?
Look. They fire the guy. He may be the world's greatest coach. I don't know. He may be fantastic. The fact of the matter is, they're not getting it done. And it doesn't matter whether the guy's a good coach or not. I mean, you're in an unwinnable situation. And so you got to get rid of him. You get an interim coach in there. The rest of the season is just... It's garbage. And start the search now.
He's 1-22.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that incredible?
That's so horrible. I mean, that's completely horrible.
And he doesn't get mad. Like, I'm waiting for him to just start cussing and freaking out.
He's part of the problem.
We got to watch the tape. That's all I hear on the news. Got to watch the tape.
A friend's coach. He wants to be buddies with them instead of actually being a coach.
You guys, he's got an empty cupboard, too, though. You have to realize that.
Have some emotion. Get pissed. Do something. Flip a table.
Well, you can't say that. You can't
go,
I have an empty cupboard. I have no talent on this team. Now get out there and play.
Something.
Some talent. I'm telling you. There's no improvement from last year. There's always improvement in other teams. How come we can never improve from year to year? At all.
Well, that's why I think you have to get rid of this guy. And again, it may not be his fault. I can't say that for sure. But... changes have to be made. Do you remember they brought in all those guys that had no football experience? How's that working out? The guys that... It's going to be like the Moneyball situation.
I'll answer that. It's not working out great, Rover.
The Dolphins beat the Jets 31-28. Bills beat the Buccaneers 30-27. Steelers beat the Bengals 29-14. Just some of the games around... the country, and then tonight, Monday Night Football, we have the Eagles hosting the Redskins. Is it just one game tonight?
Yeah, one game.
Okay.
Do they talk to the guy? Who was the guy or the team that they hired the team of people that they hired that were the Moneyball people that were going to come in and transform football. What was that person's name?
The guy that we got?
Yeah, and I don't even know what their title is.
Paul DePodesta.
Is that it?
Okay. And what's his title?
Chief Strategy Officer.
Okay. He's the CSO. Chief Strategy Officer. They just pull this right out of their ass, don't they?
I mean, it might work in baseball, but you can tell it doesn't work in football.
Well, have they asked this guy? Has anyone interviewed this guy lately?
I haven't heard his name.
Yeah, he's with Harvey Weinstein. he's
the hell out of Dodge.
Hiding out. Yeah. I mean, has anyone asked, like, hey, what's going on?
Where's your stats? Where's your numbers to show? What do we need to win a game?
Well, the other thing that you know, with baseball, you play so many games over a season. And you can make some adjustments and football, you're only playing, 16 games,
16.
Right? Play 16 games.
That's why it's such a big deal every game.
And so you don't have time to really to make these adjustments that you might be able to fine tune if you're taking a long term strategy kind of view like they are. Well, whatever the hell they're doing, it's not working. I'll tell you that.
Dr. Phil was pulling out of a parking lot and he was trying to get around a van that was in front of them. So as he was going around this van, he hit a skateboarder in a crosswalk. Apparently, Phil checked on the guy who said he was fine, and then they each went their own way. But a witness reported the accident, so police found the skateboarder. And when they checked on him, he suddenly had a shoulder and leg injury. So now he's threatening to sue, saying Dr. Phil ran a stop sign and was in the wrong lane, and that he's missing work due to his injury. So Phil's people say he's willing to cooperate fully with police on their investigation.
Yeah, it really sucks. Who knows if it was Dr. Phil's fault or not, but if you are a person in the public spotlight, they go, oh, this guy must have some, obviously Dr. Phil has money, this is my payday. That's the way that this guy looks at it.
Uncle Jesse is officially off the market. Fuller House actor John Stamos, who's 54 years old, he revealed that he and actress Caitlin McHugh, who's 31, they're engaged. He put it up on Instagram, and I think I even liked his post. How lame am I?
Just like Jeffrey, bringing it around to her. Like
I did.
He put it up on Instagram. I liked it.
I felt really foolish liking it, but I was happy for him. So congratulations. I love Uncle Jesse. There you go. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory. Clouds as mean as you've ever seen.
Ain't a bird who knows your tune. Then a little. Here's someone that says, Dieter, there is improvement. The defense is stacked.
Okay, I do give you that. They are stopping the run for the first time in 10 years. The defense is better. I agree with that. But we
so
still...
how long can you keep that up, though, and say, what about the offense, though?
There's never improvement.
It's really bad.
Ever. We can't score freaking TDs.
Never seen so many interceptions. I mean, they have to lead the league in interceptions.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Got to be.
They have to.
Turnovers. I mean, that's all you have to do. If you want to win in fantasy football, you pick the defense playing the Browns. Because they get so many points every week. Like the Titans, you pick them. They got so many points this week because of interceptions, because of sacks, because of turnovers of the Browns. That's all you have to do.
Yeah. All right. Let me take a quick break.
You want Skimark Cinema?
What did he go see?
Snowball. Or Snowman. He did
That's
a snowball.
That's what
snow
he did over there.
Right. He did a snowball with a girl.
That's what he did in Kentucky?
Right, but he saw the snowman.
The snowman. All right. Quick.
It?
Let's do it right
now,
right
or?
This very minute. Right now. Here we go.
All right. Hold on.
Here we go.
It's Skimark Cinema. And there he is, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, what movie did you go see?
Snowman, starring Michael Fassbender.
All right, and what was this about?
So it's a horror crime thriller. So basically, he's a detective that just takes place in Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a police detective. He has to find a serial killer before the next snowfall because this serial killer leaves this sign using with an ominous looking snowman.
Oh, that's his like calling card as
yeah,
a snowman?
It's a calling card, and he'll leave messages, and he. It's like basically a cat and mouse game.
Okay. Is it scary?
It's scary because the killer's methods.
Mm-hmm.
What's his weapon if he's a snowman?
I'm saying that's kind of like his nickname. That's what they call him because that's his thing that he uses as like his calling card. If he wants to kill somebody, he puts up the snowman, a real ominous looking snowman.
Before or after he kills him?
After he kills.
After he kills. So kills him. Then he goes out and builds a snowman.
And then just like I said, leaves the police, you know, plays cat and mouse games with the police.
How does he kill the people?
Oh, that's a major plot point, Charlie. You have to see the movie to find
that
out.
Does he freeze them to death because he's a snowman? Does he have, like, a knife?
Do you take the carrot from his nose and stab him?
Oh, I bet you that's it. Or is there a weapon on him?
Me something that makes me want to see this.
He uses a device that is designed to dismember his victims.
Uh-oh. All right.
So there you go.
Any blood?
Blood.
Lots of blood?
Yeah, it's a fair amount of blood. Okay. It's part mystery, crime, thriller, horror. So, yeah.
Did you jump out of your seat at all?
Not really. I mean, I just wasn't as scared as I thought I would be because the good stuff where they show the actual dismemberment, they just go fade to the next scene, you know, right after he puts the device around the victim's neck or whatever body part he wants to dismember. And it's jumped to the next scene.
All right.
Any nudity?
They went, there was some nudity.
What?
Just brief. We'll leave it at that.
What? A male? Female?
Female. Little areola here.
A little
bit of areola?
Oh, yeah, THOs?
It's a little nipple.
Female areola?
Yeah, that's what we're talking here.
You know what THOs are?
No, I don't. Like I said, you guys all speak all the stuff, spec stuff you guys see me getting is code. Huh? But I gave it 3 because I just didn't think it was scary enough.
3 skid marks.
Wasn't really that scary. And the other thing was the plot was all over the place. So I just tried to deduce it to the basis. So what the story is, it's based on a book.
I see.
Huge bomb at the box office.
They say it's one of the worst movies of the year.
Really?
9%.
Oh, my God.
On Rotten Tomatoes. Why would you give it one, Jeffrey? You gave it a 3. Why don't you give it a 1
it's
if it's that bad?
Because, like I said, it's somewhat of a mystery because as the movie progresses, you try to guess who you think the killer is. It might be somebody else.
What movie should I see on Apple TV? I went over the weekend. I was going to, when we got back, I was going to watch a movie Saturday night. And then I flipped through these movies. I go,
I saw a terrible movie because I got my movie pass. Did I tell you that I got my movie pass?
Oh, no, you didn't. This is the card that allows you to go to see however many movies you want.
$10 a month, and you can see one movie per day.
Okay.
And the first day I got it, I went just to go test it, and I got a ticket for Happy Death Day just to see if it works. And then I just...
What is Happy Death Day?
I actually saw it, and it was a good movie.
Well, I didn't actually walk into it. I just wanted to see if I could get a ticket.
Uh-huh. Oh,
holy crap. It doesn't matter. Bought it. Threw that ticket right in the trash, went about my day, just to test to see if it worked.
By the way, what would stop people from
selling tickets?
Exactly. Like, if you have this movie pass, why couldn't you go on a Friday night?
Here's $5. Give me $5 per ticket.
Yeah, a lot of money.
When you could just sell it to someone waiting in line there.
I don't think if I go up to some stranger and be like, hey, got this movie ticket, I don't think they're going to...
Why not? Just say, hey, I don't need these. You want to buy them for... They might think
I can only sell one. Again, you only get one ticket per day.
You get Krista to get one, too.
She did sign up yesterday.
So you guys both have this.
Huh.
So you get 2 tickets, and you turn around and sell them. I mean, you could do this every day.
You could. It's like it'd be like an hour of my day to make $5 every day. But it could add up. I've thought about it already. That's the first thing I did is I was throwing the ticket into the trash.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wow, I could be selling.
Why wouldn't you give it to someone? Was there anyone?
No, it was dead. It was like a Monday night when I first got it. So I just went to go see how it works. Hmm. And it's really awesome. The only thing is you have to be at the theater. You have to be at the theater and you press check in. And when you press check in, then you have a half hour to go buy your ticket. And then you just take your card, swipe it, you get your ticket, and then you're in the movie. But you could also buy it earlier in the day. Like you could buy it for like a 9 p.m. showing, but you're at the theater, you could buy it at like noon if you wanted.
Okay. All right.
So I got that. I went and saw Blade Runner, the new Blade Runner.
Yeah.
It's so terrible.
Bad.
It's so bad.
I don't think I've seen the original Blade Runner.
Holy crap, that was one of the worst. I watched that beforehand because I've always heard of it.
Yeah.
And everybody says it's one of the greatest movies of all time. Like sci-fi movies, apparently. It's one of the best. that movie sucks. Mm. Oh, man, is that, it's just garbage.
Have you seen it theater?
It's so old, right? The original
one. It's cool looking. I'm going to say that it looks cool. Like, it's a cool looking movie, but it just sucks.
It's 2.5 hours, the first one, so I never saw it.
Don't.
So there's no point in watching it.
So what movie should I watch on Apple TV? What's good?
What's out on Apple TV?
I don't know. I mean, what's out just in general?
Well, it's not at Apple TV, right?
No, that's not yet. Theaters. No.
You got to see that because I want to see what your thoughts are.
Uh-huh.
It comes at night. Check if that's on Apple TV.
I saw that Baby Driver thing that Charlie went to go see. That's on Apple TV.
That was okay. It was pretty good. Kind of cheesy, but
that
still
movie,
okay.
Get Out. That's on there. You said that was good.
See that? That was the best movie of last year.
Black guy goes home with his girlfriend.
White girl.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of twists to that. And
all right, maybe I should watch that. But it's one of those things I can't watch that with B too. She'll last like 2 seconds.
I don't know. She might be able to get through it. But when it came out, Rover was getting 99% on Rotten Tomatoes. It was like the highest ranking movie.
Let's see what else.
I saw a really depressing movie, Super Dark Times.
What's that about?
It was just on Apple TV. It looked interesting. It was these kids are playing with a sword. One kid gets stabbed.
Aw.
And then there's a cover-up. And then that's the movie. And they're trying to cover it up.
Anything good?
It's real depressing.
I Wonder Woman, but I don't really have any interest in seeing that. But that's has good reviews.
I saw that, but Wonder Woman. I think they got a new DC comic movie out called Justice League. Looks pretty good. Looks pretty good.
All right.
I'm seeing here that War for the Planet of the Apes sounds good. You don't like the Planet of the Apes movies?
No.
I think I've seen all of them since the series was rebooted.
It doesn't look like much out right now.
I watched a documentary on Steven Spielberg that was on HBO.
Somebody said that was good.
No.
No?
No, it's not.
I think it was The Rock. He tweeted, oh, this is so good.
No,
he wants to be in a movie.
Right, right.
It was one of those things that was, like, Spielberg participated in it, so you could tell it was more of like an ass-kissing documentary, not like anything.
Yeah.
All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus. If you're not a Plus subscriber, sign up now at roverradio.com, and you can watch or listen live. As they continue, we'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. They're all normal people.
Astronomical expectations.
Swift kick to the nuts.
I squeezed that turtle head.
You're a drug courier.
Yep, all perfectly normal. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, all this week we have tickets to the sold-out Holy Moses Matrimony, which is Saturday, November 18th at House of Blues. Jeffrey and Mary Elizabeth renewing their wedding vows with a special performance by Pop Evil. We'll have brand-new Rover's Morning Glory merchandise available. Radio moderator Sean Street will be the wedding DJ, a.k.a. Dumb, our old phone screener. The tickets are provided by Christie's Cabaret. I think some of the Christie's girls are going to be there for the bachelor party portion of this event. Is that correct?
It is true.
And we hope to see you there. The entire thing is brought to you by Coors Light. Now, the event sold out quickly, but this week in the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour, we have tickets to the sold-out Holy Moses Matrimony, so listen this week for those.
Also want to do a quick thank you to Indoor Gardens. They're
yes.
going to be there, and they're going to provide a little wedding card that the listeners can have the show members sign. So Indoor Gardens are participating in that. Safe and Reliable Limousine, they are kind enough to work with us that night. They're going to set Mary Elizabeth up with a limo and take her around town. And thank you if you want to get a limo for the night, if you're going to the wedding, if you want a limo, safeandreliablelimos.com. And then one more, you did Christie's Dave Ed Jewelers in Willoughby, downtown
yes.
Willoughby. You can find them on Facebook, like them on Facebook and see everything. They've got pictures posted as well of Jeffrey looking for his special ring.
Oh, yes. I'm sure he was very invested in that.
He actually was. I was surprised. He? Yeah. But the guys that run the shop, they know the jewelry shop. They know the show. They've mm-hmm. worked with us before and stuff. And so they kind of knew what to expect. But he did great.
All right. So witness this whole thing. What is going to happen? We have no idea. Theater, do you think this is going to go down the way that it's been billed? Do you think she's going to show up and walk down the aisle and everything's going to go off without a hitch?
I'll say yes.
Do you really think that?
I mean, deep down? Oh, hell no. After, I mean, think about this past weekend. It was the worst I've ever seen. I thought he kind of would...
keep it in check since he's getting remarried?
Yeah, tame it down, but it's actually ramping up and getting worse.
Now, maybe because he's trying to get it out of his system before he renews these vows. Jeffrey, how do you explain this to Mary Elizabeth? Is she going to see JLR GPS of you just making out with chicks left and right?
Well, she doesn't have a smartphone.
She is, okay.
The internet.
We streamed it on the computer.
Remember? No, I don't have an RMG Plus account.
No, but we streamed it. It's just replaying right now. You can just watch it over and over again for the next 24 hours.
It's right here. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how to. You know, if she confronts me about it, then we'll have to have a discussion.
What do you say?
I'll probably have to get down on my knees and grovel.
And what?
Get down on my knees and grovel, if that's the case.
Well.
Been together this long, I mean.
We're picking out a wedding dress on Wednesday, so grovel before then.
Okay, Ducey.
I'm serious.
All right, well, we'll see what happens in a few weeks at Holy Moses Matrimony, but hopefully you'll be there if you listen this week to get your tickets. We have The Aftermath coming up on RMG Plus. We'll see what they have on the way.
Coming up in The Aftermath.
All right, if you're not an RMG Plus subscriber, like Jeffrey and his wife, you can sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live to The Aftermath as these guys continue on. Charlie, Nads, Snitz, and Jeffrey, what do you guys have coming up?
We're going to talk about Jeffrey living it up in Louisville. We'll talk about James Toback, humping legs, and we'll talk about Jeffrey's old lady girlfriend calling in. All that and more coming up on The Aftermath.
All right.
Do you have plugs for Rochester?
Plugs for Rochester. I don't know. Do I?
Yes, they're right behind you. No. They're right in front. They're underneath
the... They're right behind, behind you, right in front.
Right there. Nope.
Right behind you, right in front of you.
I just told you in the break.
In Rochester, it is a hardcore ticket slap week. Tickets to see Imagine Dragons, Group Love, and K-Flay at KeyBank Center in Buffalo on Wednesday, November 1st. You'll also be qualified if you win... for a meet and greet with Imagine Dragons. Listen all this week at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. for your chance to win tickets. And the winner of the meet and greet will also get a photo pass, $100 in merchandise, and other cool stuff. Get in on this. Hardcore Ticket Slap Week in Rochester, 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. for your chance to win every day this week. Imagine Dragons, Group Love, and K-Flay. It's amazing how big Imagine Dragons are, isn't it? I mean...
huge.
They make hits.
Hit after hit. Yeah, they do. You like that new one, that...
Thunder?
That Thunder and Lightning? That might be a little too out there for... I like all their other... The one before that, was it Believer? Now, that's a good song. It's Thunder and Lightning song.
No good?
Now, this is a good song, right?
Amazing.
I just like that reverse reverb that they have before this kicks in. But the thunder and lightning, what about that, Charlie? Where's that? Not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. It's actually, the song isn't bad, but it's just that. This part.
It's like poppy. They can switch it up. I like it.
Thunder, feel the thunder.
lightning and the thunder.
Well, they are making a million hits, aren't they? And you can go see them. We will be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye. Well, I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic. They say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds. Thunder.